This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A deal is in the works in Congress to keep giving us extra money in our paychecks, taking less out of Social Security. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, he's not sure why it happened, but White House spokesman Jay Carney is happy that House Republicans changed their minds over paying for the tax cut extension.
Confusing, but a sign that they are committed, as the president is, to extending the payroll tax cut through the end of the calendar.
Florida Republican Congressman Dennis Ross admits it has a lot to do with politics.
Get it off the table. We've got to move on to another issue, and I think that's what the mood is.
And once all the technical procedures are resolved, Congress could vote on the payroll tax extension by Friday, Dave.
Rich, Iran is at it again, claiming more advances in its much-feared nuclear program. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, Iranian state media is reporting a new generation of faster, more efficient uranium enrichment centrifuges. They say the new equipment they're building will produce less waste and occupy less space. These advances further stoking fears about the nature of the nuclear program there. While here in Israel, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran is destabilizing the world and its aggression must be halted. They're pointing the finger at the country for a spate of attacks in recent days, targeting Israelis in India, Georgia, and Thailand. Dave.
Emily, amid all that fighting that rages on daily in Syria, troops cracking down on an anti-government uprising, the U.S. is closely monitoring Syria's stockpiles of chemical weapons and anti-aircraft missiles. A fire at a prison in Honduras has killed 272 inmates. They burned or suffocated in their cells. The guard who had the keys could not be found. He is America's top dog.
Best in show is the Pekingese.
A little four-year-old that looks like a big fluffy pom-pom, honored at the Westminster Dog Show on USA. Maliki wins a silver bowl. His owner gets nothing, not a dime, and prize money is awarded. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What's better than getting something for a great price? Getting two things for that same great price. What we're trying to say is, it's buy one, get one free at Pearle Vision. So stop in and get two great pairs of eyeglasses or prescription sunglasses for the price of one. You're thinking, that's a great deal. And you're right. So don't wait. Stop into a Pearle Vision today.
Minimum purchase may apply. Second complete pair up to a maximum value. Maximum may vary. Same prescription. Valid prescription required. Valid only at participating U.S. locations. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends 3/31/2012.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Foul Digits Awful Good Chicken Fingers, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses that sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
All right, are you struggling to find a permanent office solution for your home business, but you still have the budget restraints of a startup? Or maybe you need a business presence in another part of the country, but you're scared to make a move in this economy? Well, let me introduce you to a Regis Virtual Office. Now, they provide all of the benefits of a full-time office without the expense. You get a prestigious business address. You get an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering. You have access to meeting rooms and the use of a private office. And you can find out why over 50% of Fortune 500 companies now use Regis, because you can customize your needs, manage your budget. Call Regis right now. Regis is the new way to work. And you can find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today and you get 2 months free. Just go to their website, R-E-G-U-S, Regis.com/Hannity. That's R-E-G-U-S, or call their toll-free number. It's 1-800-OFFICES. 1-800-OFFICES for Regis.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. The Bryan City Council was scheduled last night to take final action, changing commercial building standards and limiting exterior colors, but that didn't happen.
That's because the Planning and Zoning Commission asked to reconsider those proposed restrictions. On the agenda for tomorrow night's P&Z meeting is a review of the advisory body's endorsement last December and a new discussion with city staff. Because of the way the ordinance is written on building standards, the proposed color list has to be considered at the same time. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Your local libraries are going digital. Starting today, collections from Overdrive, a provider of online content for public libraries, will be available to library system cardholders. Librarian Larry Kenniger says you can rent these e-books without leaving the house.
Well, the main difference, of course, is you don't have to come here. All you need is your library card and an internet connection. Or in the case of like an iPhone, you can download through a 3G or 4G network.
Kenniger says the e-books can be downloaded to most smartphones and e-readers and are available for 1 week at a time. For more information on how to check out an e-book from your library or to donate to the e-book collection, go online to WTAW.com and check out this story. This afternoon, we'll hear what A&M is proposing for tuition rates next year. President Bowen Lofton on WTAW's The Infomaniac says administrators continue to review higher tuition for specific colleges.
The key here is we've tied very specifically those tuition increases to tangible, measurable outcomes. So the deans are held accountable year by year in proving to us and to the Board of Regents, how have we used this increase? Are we doing what we said we would do with it? And if they don't proceed to do it that way, we're going to have to reduce those tuition increases or retract them completely to be honest with our students.
Officially known as differential tuition, A&M students pay more to be in business, engineering, architecture, and veterinary colleges. Today's tuition public hearing starts at 3 in Rudder Tower. Valentine's Day was not lovely for a man who found himself in the emergency room after shooting himself in the leg outside the Exxon convenience store at Harvey Road in the freeway. College Station police were sent about 1:30 Tuesday afternoon to the Med, where Officer Rhonda Seaton says they talked to the victim and dispatched investigators to the scene of the apparent accidental shooting.
He was moving some items in his back seat, adjusting, some personal belongings, moving a gun that he had in his vehicle. Did not realize that it was in a position to actually fire, mishandled it, and as a result, accidentally shot himself in the leg.
The victim, whose name was not released, either drove himself or was driven by a private vehicle to the ER. An arrest has been made in a home invasion, robbery, and shooting at a Bryan Mobile home the night before the Super Bowl. 19-year-old Christopher Blake is one of two masked men accused of shooting the host of the party, celebrating getting his tax refund, and robbing several of the dozen guests. Officer John Agnew says a witness identified Blake because he joked about robbing the party.
One of the mistakes this suspect made was going up to someone who was going to go to the party and actually making the comment that he might go and rob the party, and that kind of sealed his fate and allowed detectives to try to locate this person. While that investigation was running concurrent, Sergeant Metters on patrol was able to locate him on a prowler call, and because the guy was armed with a pistol, he chose to run, and he was eventually detained by patrol officers.
Agnew says they're searching for the second suspect as someone they call a person of interest. The host, Terrell Harris, was shot once through his left arm and once through his right wrist. While Valentine's Day has come and gone, public awareness campaigns continue about domestic violence. Beth Milam of the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence says February is National Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month.
And I think it's appropriate that that encompasses Valentine's Day, because as much as we want teens to have healthy and promising relationships, we also want to teach them, and what better time to do it than Valentine's Day, about what's healthy and what's not, and the red flags to look for, and ways that they can reach out for help, because it is very different for teens than it is for adults.
More information is available by going to our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News time is 6:11, 62 degrees. This look at news, I'm sorry, no sponsor for this hour. More news at 6:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Don't be fooled with all those tax prep ads that say they offer online support. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We're right here in your community and easily accessible to answer all of your tax questions. And this year is our 30th year. Remember, if you think you can do it yourself online, think again. We know what questions to ask. Talk to us. Let us do your tax preparation with one simple visit. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us. Call us at 691-2345 and ask about our tax preparation guarantee. That's 691-2345.
Howdy, Aggieland. You have chosen the best university for your mind, and now you need to choose the best health club for your body. AeroFit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 9 years. Here are just a few of the reasons AeroFit has been voted best health club. AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. AeroFit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. AeroFit offers you full-service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for children. AeroFit has the best personal training staff. AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. AeroFit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? AeroFit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
We're total fitness.
There you go, 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Considerable cloudiness across the region today. There may be a stray shower. Temperatures are going to be mild, but the trend the next few days will be for things to cool off a bit. Temperatures near 75 today. It'll be mostly cloudy overnight, 45 to 50. Clouds and maybe a shower for Thursday, 65 to 70. Lots of clouds Thursday night, 45 to 50. Mostly cloudy Friday. Watch for a shower or two, a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, kind of nice. We got a lot of winning to talk about today. Both the A&M basketball teams won on the road on yesterday, unlike on Saturday. And in high school basketball, the Rutter Ranger girls advanced in the playoffs. The Rutter boys are still alive for the playoffs, and the Consol boys win district. All that and more coming up in sports.
Wow, just nothing but good news.
Right? Good news today, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good news.
Yeah.
News
I kind of looked in on that TV game and couldn't watch it.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, but they came back to win. Huh? Mm-hmm. Good for them. All right. Good deal.
Yeah. A&M came back to win. They trailed most of the game. They came back to win it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, so this weather thing is just weird, okay? I mean, we're talking about, 62, 63 degrees right now, which we would have been happy to have for a high 3 days ago. So, anyway, up to 73 today. and a 60% chance of rain.
So I didn't need my heavy jacket. Is that what you're saying?
But that's all right. Saturday night, the low is going to be 40, so, you know, we're kind of back.
Oh, well, so don't pack it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's seasonal stuff, but so you'll know, chance of rain is 60% today, then 60% on Friday night, and 60% during the day on Saturday. So kind of to look ahead, because I know that we all have our days regimented and planned that far in advance.
Some people do, you know.
There's a little, well, maybe so. Maybe they can. There's a little bit of misty and foggy type junk out there right now. More of it up in Booger County, and there's quite a bit around Austin that's, again, just kind of light shower activity rather than anything that would be like we've had before.
Misty and foggy junk.
That's it. So, you know, they're quite often, we're always glad the state of Florida is here because they can give us, you know, unusual stories. And it seems that Texas, especially having to do with naked driving, is apparently we're wrestling away that title from Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Allegedly, a woman led police on a slow speed car chase while she was buck naked. The 18-year-old Taylor Burnham, Corpus Christi police spotted her standing around.
Standing around?
Standing around, it says, wearing nothing but cowboy boots. But when she spotted the ossifers,
she jumped in her car.
Jumped into her Jeep and sped away at 30 miles an hour.
Sounded like she wanted to be caught.
Could be.
Yeah.
The low-speed chase went on for about a mile and a half before she crashed into a...
She crashed at 30?
Yeah, into a sidewalk. But did the sidewalk jump out? And...
She crashed into the sidewalk.
A female ossifer helped her get dressed. Mm-hmm. Then she was cuffed and charged with evading arrest and driving while intoxicated. Still no word on why she was buck naked except for her cowboy boots.
Her clothes were at the cleaners. She was just on her way to the cleaners. So.
Yeah.
I read that story last night on The Smoking Gun. It said, the way they put it, the officer helped her get reacquainted with her clothes.
There's, yeah. Hun, you might want to put these on.
Noticed you.
How does this work? Yeah, okay.
Notice you shucked your duds there.
Yeah, really.
Got new duds for you.
Info.
Mason.
I'd like to go ahead and make you publicly presentable. If
that's right. Yeah.
I've got my boots, though.
Yeah, you can't walk around, Douglas. I'm sorry.
Can't do that. I guess there must have been really nice boots that she had to keep them on. Didn't want anybody stealing them. So good for her. She was using good judgment, at least in that part of her life.
It is here. It is upon us. It is time. Time to announce the grand opening of the Pool Store by the Pool Guy. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to the new HEB, the Pool Store's open 7 days a week and late in the evening. The Pool Store has the best pricing on chemicals in the Brazos Valley, like 25 pounds of chlorine tablets for only $60 and 4 gallons of acid just $14.50. It's the newest and best retail store for swimming pool and spa supplies. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 6:18.
It is, and going.
Well, what did I catch you by surprise?
No, we got a printer issue. I don't know if you noticed it.
I did notice that.
Yeah.
I took it up.
I'm just trying.
I took it up north to Patrick's printer, so he can run out a toner. Yeah, later today.
Very good. Yeah. I'm just trying to read past the stuff. But anyway, we'll give you some birthdays.
Okay.
It's the 15th of February, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Claire Bloom, the actress, turns 81 years old today. Mm-hmm. And actor Alan Arbus, he was Dr. Sidney Friedman on MASH, remember that.
Yeah.
He's either 84 or 94. I bet he's just 84. What do you think?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's 94.
No.
No. No. He wasn't older than Colonel Potts.
No, there
you go. Actress Jane Seymour. What a beautiful lady. And she's 61 years old. Of course, she was Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa Manchester, the singer, turned 61 years old today. The TV animated creator of The Simpsons. He's not animated. The Simpsons is.
Yeah.
Matt Groening.
Yeah.
Is 58 years old. Today.
Austin, Texas boy, is that right?
Yeah.
In Austin? No, Matt. Mike Judge lives in Austin. Sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
go
ahead.
Renee O'Connor, the popular Xena warrior princess.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is 41 years old. And Amber Riley, who is an actress singer on Glee, is 26 years old today. And that's all I can read.
That's really all there are.
Oh, good.
Okay. There's not a whole lot more. It's a National Gumdrop Day.
Uh-huh.
Might want to go see if you can find some gumdrops today.
they're right next to the Necco wafers.
Yeah, I know. And again, much the same thing.
So if you get gumdrops, grab me a tube of Necco wafers. I mean,
well, and gumdrops, I don't know, maybe they have packages of gumdrops. Generally, you see that in the bulk candy area.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, do you want to really have something where you lift a plastic lid and there's a little shovel in there? That you know that, you know,
other people have shoveled.
Well, some snot-nosed kid has probably reached in there. I did. Mommy, look what I got. No, put those back. Oh, all right. So then, you know.
Or he got a bad gumdrop and he, you know, took it out and put it back in.
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah, exactly. Right. Just the whole idea about gumdrops. Not exactly sure where to go with that. And and again, you know, at one point a staple of kind of like pickup candy and that kind of thing. But now when you think about how other people sneeze into their hand and then reach in there.
Oh, golly.
Well. Oh. I mean, shall we talk about reality? I mean, you know, I'm not a germaphobe, but I mean, just the whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
You can't cook these. You can't microwave them.
Right.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. Microwaving gumdrops.
I guess that's why they got those new things at the grocery store, you know, that give you your healthy beans and stuff
like that.
Oh, you pull the thing. Because, it's hard to tamper with those things.
Yeah, you can't really take any out in your hand and dump them back in the top.
Right.
That'd be too much. Especially
I can't. Up into that thing or anything. Yeah, right.
You can't reach up there.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you grew up in a country where you have freedom and liberty and freedom of religion and individual responsibility, but not anymore. No, everything in life is free, including contraception. Listen to President Obama.
The result will be that religious organizations won't have to pay for these services, and no religious institution will have to provide these services directly. Let me repeat, these employers will not have to pay for or provide contraceptive services. But women who work at these institutions will have access to free contraceptive services, just like other women.
We're going to force your church to buy health insurance, and the health insurance companies, out of the goodness of your heart, we're going to give it to you free. You believe that? Well, you shouldn't.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
All right, are you struggling to find a permanent office solution for your home business, but you still have the budget restraints of a startup? Or maybe you need a business presence in another part of the country, but you're scared to make a move in this economy. Well, let me introduce you to a Regis Virtual Office. Now, they provide all of the benefits of a full-time office without the expense. You get a prestigious business address. You get an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering. You have access to meeting rooms and the use of a private office. And you can find out why over 50% of Fortune 500 companies now use Regis, because you can customize your needs, manage your budget. Call Regis right now. Regis is the new way to work. And you can find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today and you get 2 months free. Just go to their website, R-E-G-U-S, Regis.com/Hannity. That's R-E-G-U-S, or call their toll-free number. It's 1-800-OFFICES. 1-800-OFFICES for Regis.
Worries over counterfeit medicine. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It's unknown whether any patients have been affected, but Genentech says a counterfeit version of its widely used cancer drug Avastin has been found in the U.S. The Food and Drug Administration is investigating. The agency has sent letters to medical practices known to buy unapproved medicines, warning them about counterfeit Avastin. President Obama will propose spending $5 billion to improve the quality of teaching in public schools. The president's plan will focus on ways to overhaul teacher training, compensation, and tenure. Mr. Obama will talk about manufacturing during a visit to Milwaukee today. He is expected to stress the importance of bringing jobs home from overseas. There was encouraging news late yesterday about continuing efforts to resolve Greece's debt crisis. Stocks recovered and closed virtually flat. Futures are higher this morning. Shares of Zynga fell in after-hours trading after the game maker posted a loss. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
These days, who isn't on a budget? Whether it's a ramen noodles every night budget, a cutback on your cable channels budget, or how in the world am I ever going to put my kids through college budget, Allstate has something just for you. The Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and it still comes with an Allstate agent. Plus, the Value Plan includes Allstate Easy Pay, so you can stay on top of your payments without even thinking about it. The Allstate Value Plan. It's the kind of car insurance that fits any kind of budget. It's Allstate for all.
There's an Allstate policy for everyone. Why not see how much you can save with the Allstate Value Plan? Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Allstate Value Plan. Dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you like Allstate.
Folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services around for 60 years, and, you know, there's a lot of ways that they can help you make your environment better. First of all, they can keep those creepy crawlies, those rodents, those just other things that you don't want in your home out of your home, or some outbuildings, too. The deal is, because they've got that many years of experience, they know how those critters get into areas where you don't want them. They'll seal those up, and they'll take care of the ones that might already be inside. Don't know that winter's over yet, but anytime there's any kind of severe change in the weather, whether it gets really, really hot, really, really cold, really, really wet, they like to get on the move. And if they can get in your environs, then they're happier, but you're not. So give them a call at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Let them come out and take care of that for you. Also, of course, they have termite service. I've got the termite service from them as well, where you know, they'll come out and make sure that your biggest investment is protected. Give them a call at 361-0500, 361-0500. Keep that number handy, and let Bobby Jenkins and his crew help you out here in the Brazos Valley. ABC Home and Commercial Services. By the way, you can go to their website, too, abchomeandcommercialservices.com. ABC Home and Commercial Services. They are specialists for your environment.
I tell all my friends that my dad's nice.
I tell all mine that he gives great prices.
I want everyone to know that Team of Navasota, we're really nice, and we always give a great price.
Like a 2011 F-150 from Team Ford for $18,988, or only $279 a month.
Nice price.
Or get a 2012 Ford Fiesta for $179 a month. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
It's 626. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. About 73 for a high temperature today. Our chance of rain will be 60%. The showers and thunderstorms likely, then the gradual clearing will probably happen this afternoon. 47 for a low temperature tonight. We'll have sunny skies and 65 tomorrow and on Friday. Then Friday night, 60% chance of showers down to 48. And then a 60% chance of showers on Saturday morning. Right now, humidity 63%. Winds are from the southeast at 9. A little bit of fog and mist out in some various areas, and so you may run into that more actually up to the northwest of us. And it's 63 degrees right now.
Today's employers are not just looking for people with the right skills. They're looking for people with the right attitude. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with a President's Day declaration.
It's a sale, not a declaration.
Well, I declare great deals, brother.
Here we go.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, you can choose from 6-piece bedroom sets complete with mattress or 7-piece living room sets for a special low weekly price. Now that's a declaration.
No, that's Rent-A-Center's President's Day sale.
To each his own. Freedom of speech, brother.
Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires February 25th, 2012. Quantities limited.
In business, every day is a compromise between what you want and what your budget will allow. Face it, compromise stinks. But with Staples and HP, you don't have to compromise your printing with no-name cartridges. Switch to original HP and get up to $30 in Staples rewards. Just recycle up to 3 HP generic cartridges and buy HP ink or toner on the same day. That's $10 in rewards for each cartridge recycled. Switch to HP. The number one brand in printing is the number one value. Staples. That was easy. One time only. Offer ends 2/25/12.
In today's job market, employers are not only looking for people with the right skills, they're looking for people with the right attitude.
When people fail on the job, and about 46% of them will, they fail for attitudinal reasons. 89% of people that fail because they just didn't fit the culture, they weren't motivated enough.
Mark Murphy, author of the book Hiring for Attitude.
And the reason is that when you look at the global labor markets, for example, the number of engineers that China and India can produce, turns out there's a lot of skilled people available. And as companies are looking at hiring, they're saying, listen, we got the skills. What we want to now do is take that up another notch and say, well, who's going to fit our culture? Yeah, you can be a programmer, that's great, but can you be our kind? kind of programmer.
And what does that mean to be our kind of employee?
It means, for example, if we take two companies like Southwest Airlines versus the Ritz-Carlton, the culture that defines these places are radically different. So at Southwest, it's about their sense of humor. It's about their collegiality. Yeah, can we get along? Can we crack a joke? Can we have a little bit fun? Where at the Ritz-Carlton, you know, it's a similarly great organization, but theirs is not about the sense of humor. Theirs is ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. If you, you know, walk the floors of the Ritz-Carlton cracking jokes all day long, that's not going to advise you to the number one, this is our superstar high performer.
Tomorrow, how to find employers where you fit in. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. It wasn't Cupid firing an arrow, but the owner of a firearm who apparently accidentally shot himself with a gun on Valentine's Day afternoon. This was outside the Exxon convenience store off the freeway at the Harvey Road exit. As College Station police continue their investigation, Officer Rhonda Seaton says among the questions is if the victim was in legal possession of the weapon.
It would depend on whether he was authorized to have that weapon, what type of weapon it was. Is it a legal weapon, an illegal weapon? Did he have any type of criminal history that might prevent him from carrying a weapon? A lot of factors, of which I don't have all the specific information regarding this individual.
Emergency room staff at the Med alerted police after the victim drove himself or was taken there by a private vehicle. The unidentified man was treated for a gunshot wound to the leg. The night before the Super Bowl, a Bryan man celebrating getting his tax refund with a dozen friends ended in a home invasion, robbery, and shooting. Police have arrested one of two suspects. 19-year-old Christopher Blake of Bryan was picked up last Thursday, accused of possessing a weapon as a convicted felon.
The weapon that the officer recovered after interviewing the suspect appears to be the same weapon that was used in the shooting that wounded the victim, and the arm and wrist. They were non-life-threatening injuries, and he received medical care for them. So the detectives were also able to serve aggravated robbery warrants on this suspect and burglary of a habitation with an intent to commit another felony.
Officer John Agnew says Blake told a witness he was going to rob the party, then said he was just kidding. The host, Terrell Harris, was shot in his left arm and through his right wrist. Police are looking for the second suspect, saying they have a person of interest. The number of viewers checking out last Sunday's Grammy Awards was the second largest in history, not to mention those watching online. Something that troubled Beth Milam of the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence was the performance of Chris Brown.
Speaking only for myself, I can say I think there's situations where second chances aren't necessarily deserved, and I think that's one of them. It was a glamorization of a batterer, and I think that opportunity and that media coverage could have been better spent perhaps talking about domestic violence, or at least giving maybe Chris Brown an opportunity to advocate for his past wrongdoings and talk about how he's become a better person if we, in fact, need to focus on him at all.
Brown remains on probation for the 2009 assault of fellow artist Rihanna, who was his girlfriend at the time she was attacked. Final action on new commercial building restrictions in Bryan are on hold.
At last night's Bryan City Council meeting, it was announced they were withdrawing proposals on the future process of approving new commercial building designs and limiting choices of exterior colors. For unknown reasons, the Planning and Zoning Commission wants to revisit building designs. That's after the advisory body endorsed changes last December. P&Z members meet tomorrow night and are scheduled to meet with city staff. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Next year's proposed tuition rates at Texas A&M will be unveiled Wednesday afternoon by President Bowen Lofton. Responding on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about the value of a liberal arts degree instead of a profession whose graduates are in high demand, Dr. Lofton says it's the university's responsibility to guide the student.
through counseling, throughout their whole process here, before they enter as a freshman, all the way through, we want to counsel them on the realities of their choices. If they make an intelligent, informed decision to major in a particular area, which is not in high demand, as long as they know what they're doing, that's their business. And I think they'll have the energy and they'll have the basic equipment, including a great dose of Aggie spirit, to give them an edge on anybody else looking for a particular kind of position.
Wednesday's public hearing is in Rudder Tower starting at 3. That's today. Wish you could rent a book from your local library for your tablet, e-reader, or smartphone? Well, starting today, you can. Librarian Larry Kenniger says a small collection of e-books will be available for library system cardholders to download straight to their electronic device.
The checkout for now, because we have a really small collection in the beginning, it's just for 1 week. So normally a print book would be 3 weeks, but we're having to limit it. We want as many people to have a chance to use these as possible.
Kenniger says you can help grow the e-book collection by making a $30 donation. Go online to WTAW.com and check out this story for more information on how to make a donation and to check out an ebook. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Harp Pros of St. Joseph. More news at 7 or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If cancer is discovered, you want the best treatment. It isn't time to try somebody out, take risks, or just hope for good outcomes. St. Joseph understands. They didn't become best in the region by compromising. Protocols, pinpoint accurate equipment, their award-winning team, everything top to bottom was designed to give you the very best chance of defeating cancer. It's why cancer survivors sing St. Joseph's praises every winning day. St-Joseph.org/cancer.
Howdy, I'm Ronnie White, and I've been a custom home builder in the Brazos Valley for 24 years. In all my years of building homes and contracting, I have used many different roofers in the past. I chose to go with Schulte Roofing for lots of reasons. One, Schulte provides me with many different kinds of roof choices to offer my customers. They are sort of a one-stop shop for roofs and roofing materials. Second, I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on the job when they say they will, to finish on time, which helps me with my schedule. When Schulte gives you a price, they stick to it. I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on budget and to provide great follow-up service. Any problems we have had, Schulte responded fast and fixed it quickly, even when they were not responsible. Schulte Roofing lives up to my expectations and then some. They provide me and my customers with the best product, best value, and best service. I highly recommend Schulte Roofing to all my customers and friends for any and all roofing needs. Give David at Schulte Roofing a call at 1-800-367-7663 or visit his website at schulteroofing.com.
WC Tractor in Bryan and New Holland are celebrating the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo in style. Get a New Holland Workmaster tractor from 45 to 75 horsepower at 0% for 72 months. We also have great deals on zero-turn mowers and much more. Come see us on Highway 6 just north of Highway 21 and register for free rodeo tickets. Or stop by one of our stores in Brenham, Navasota, or Sealy.
We're here asking people what they love about Subway restaurants.
Just one? That's tough.
There are so many things.
I love the sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
It's all the great low-fat sandwiches.
Can't beat seven meals under 450 calories. The toughest decision is which one I'm having today.
Was that really Jared?
I'm inspired by Jared all these years, and he still keeps the weight off.
I love the way I feel about eating at Subway restaurants.
Ham! I love the Black Forest ham.
It's about making great choices.
Subway restaurants is a choice I can feel good about.
I love how easy Subway restaurants makes it to eat better.
450 calorie or less meals really helps me stay on track with my goals.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or wheat bread prepared according to standard recipe without cheese or condiments that contain fat. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information for a limited time at participating locations only. No substitutions, excludes premium subs. Subway, eat fresh.
Small business owners, if you need a banker you can call personally when you need something, you need Spirit of Texas Bank. Number one in Texas in small business lending, Spirit of Texas Bank was built on conservative and strong banking practices and on personal relationships. They have decades of experience in banking and SBA lending. They can help your business grow with full service banking, commercial loans, mortgages. Let them be your personal banker. Spirit of Texas Bank, locally owned and operated. Call them at 846-8000.
Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 639, Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Mostly cloudy for today. We could see an isolated shower. Temperatures up to about 75. We'll have lots of clouds overnight. It'll be 45 to 50. Clouds for tomorrow. There's the risk of a shower once again. Highs tomorrow a little cooler, only about 65 to 70. It's mostly cloudy tomorrow night. We'll slip back to 45 to 50. During the day on Friday, we'll see clouds. We could see a shower. Highs will be near 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, thank you, Rob. The Aggie softball team will have their home opener this afternoon at 4:30 when they take on Sam Houston State. We'll talk about that. Basketball last night on the road. The Aggies both got wins. Women over Missouri, the men over Texas Tech, and lots of high school basketball as Consol boys win district with a win last night and the Rutter girls advance to the playoffs. That and more coming up in sports.
There you go. Let's see. We'll speak with Bill Flores in about an hour.
Oh, good.
A day-long court hearing on Texas redistricting maps ended yesterday with no maps and no primary election dates.
But,
oh my.
The lead judge in the case still holds out hope that an agreement may be possible as we try to redraw the House and the Senate boundaries.
Hope.
Yeah,
hope.
I mean, as if that was worth anything.
What seems to be the problem?
Well,
I mean, I know that there's a problem, but I haven't been keeping up with what the problem is.
Okay, well, the problem is that we had a Republican-controlled House and Senate, and so we had four new congressional districts that Texas would get.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, one would expect that the party in favor would try to draw those districts so that they would be able to help themselves out.
You'd think.
You know, and that's fine. But apparently that happened a little bit too much, and what we're basically doing is we're hearing from the Hispanic portions of the population saying that they are really underrepresented. So they're the ones who are pretty much driving this as it stands right now. And you know, we've had a lot of different groups look at it. The Supremes looked at it. A court,
really?
Yeah, court in Washington, D.C. looked at it. And right now we've got U.S. District Judge Orlando Garcia in San Antonio leading this three-judge panel that is having a look at it as well. So yesterday, he apparently told the state attorney general's office and the plaintiffs that are challenging these maps, they need to get something hammered out tonight, last night.
Mm-hmm.
Get it hammered out last night. And they're back in court this morning at 8 o'clock to see if they can get it taken care of. He basically said the Senate has to be resolved tonight. Do whatever is necessary. So I don't know if they had like Indian leg wrestling last night or what to figure that out. The deal is they want to do the elections on April the 3rd.
Yeah.
And just don't know if they can get that done. And, of course, the candidates want to know when that is, and the potential candidates want to know when that is, because the filing deadlines are tied to when the election itself is held. So if you haven't set the election date yet, you can't figure out when the filing deadline is. So there are people out there who, you know, are digging their tasseled loafer into the carpet, mm-hmm. talking about whether or not they want to run. There are incumbents out there who are wondering if they're going to draw an opponent. And, you know, anytime you make politicians uncomfortable,
yeah,
by golly, we all get to suffer for that. You know, we can be uncomfortable. That's okay. But when a politician gets uncomfortable, by golly, they're going to be hell to pay. So that's kind of where we are with that right now. And
gotcha.
So maybe. And again, no reason to believe it's going to be settled today, but we'll see. The judge says, come on back. I want you here at 8 o'clock in the morning. So, whatever.
President's out of the out of D.C. He's traveling. I don't know if you've heard. That's
no kidding.
Yeah, it's newsworthy.
Yeah,
yeah. We had it.
Tell me when he's back at D.C.
Yeah, we had it this morning. He's in Milwaukee today. He's going to the lock company over there that he talked about in his State of the Union address. I guess it's Master Locker. Going to go see them, and then he's headed out to California. Going to do a little fundraising out there. He knows where the money is.
Yeah.
Knows where his money is.
He knows where the big houses are.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. He's just like us, remember?
Oh, yeah. He is.
So we'll do that. And we'll talk to the congressman. Apparently, they've reached some sort of a tentative deal on the payroll tax. The Republicans.
They're going to extend it for another month?
Well, they're going to extend it till the end of the year. They're going to do that.
Kicking the can way down the road.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. It's important. Business owners need to know that kind of stuff because you got to have your software right to do your payroll taxes and that kind of thing. And you can't be just kind of plugging in a payroll tax rollback for 3 or 4 months. You need to do it for a while to make it reasonable. The other thing they're doing, though, is they're going to add some unemployment benefits even a little bit longer. Now, they're not going to go 99 weeks, which is what the Democrats wanted. They're going to go to about 73 weeks. That's the compromise. In return for that, the Republicans haven't asked for necessarily a roadmap as to how we're going to fund the fact that we're extending those unemployment benefits and also that the payroll tax deal is going to be set. So that was a major concession from their standpoint. And again, we're saying all this, and yet John Boehner had to sell it to the rank and file members of the Republican Party at a meeting last night, and we presume that he sold that. But again, we'll talk to Bill Flores, who was at the meeting last night, and see what he has to say about that. President's approval ratings are up.
Yeah,
he's up to 50% now.
Really?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are now pretty happy with the president. So we'll see. There's an interesting thing that happens in the Mormon Church. The Mormon Church has a situation where you may ask to have someone who is already dead baptized. That's just part of the tenets of the church. Well, now Mitt Romney is catching a little bit of heat there, because what had happened is the Latter-day Saints Church performed what are called proxy baptisms to save ancestors and others who weren't baptized in life, okay? And again, this is what they do. And they apparently decided to baptize by proxy a bunch of Jewish people who died in the Holocaust. And that really made the Jewish community a little bit angry because, I mean, the general feeling is if I wanted to be baptized, I'd have been baptized while I was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the Mormon Church does this. So the Jewish community and the Mormon Church basically came up with some sort of a settlement in 2010. But, I mean, it's still out there, and it still can be done. And this guy named Elie Wiesel, who is a Holocaust survivor, wants them to abandon the practice of baptizing Jews who died in concentration camps of World War II. And he wants Mitt Romney to call on his church to stop this practice. And I don't know. I mean, he's running for president. I don't know that that's something that he ought to be asked to do. I mean, can you go to the Episcopal Church, Tom, and tell them that, you know, that you don't want them to do something? I mean, you can express an opinion.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we had 1,000 of them in town last week.
That's right. Should have got them all together.
That's right.
And anyway, but that's what he wants Romney to do. So I don't know that anything will happen out of it, but again, it brings up that question. And there are some people who are conservative, who are Christian, who are uncomfortable with the Mormon faith in some ways. And so that brings the Mormon faith back into play if in fact Romney's going to be the presidential nominee for the Republican Party. So one more time, just kind of stirring the pot. And yeah, I think that's
about it.
Yeah, I guess that's enough for now.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we'll see. Maybe by 10 o'clock this morning, we'll actually know when the elections will be here in the state of Texas.
Hi, you're well, optimistic.
Yeah, 6:48.
Before James could guide his company to the top of the market, he had to get to the bottom of his company's benefits administration. That's when James found GNA Partners, who had just the solution he needed, a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA was able to fully customize, administer, and manage all of James's employee health and welfare plans. Today, James owns the market and a sweet new vacation home. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're joining the legion of perennial enthusiasts, you're about to get your rewards. Those early spring types are in full bud and bloom, and more are soon to follow. This is a great time to make plans for an entirely new perennial garden. We'll outline the steps to success right after this message. This is the finale, the wrap-up of the offer for my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. It's the single publication that gives you all the details of when to do everything in your landscape and garden. My 29th annual garden calendar. I think it's the prettiest one we've had. Details of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants that you're trying to grow. But your time is up. We are almost out of calendars. We are pulling this offer, so call today. If you wait, you won't get the calendar. Save one-third on it by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. Everything written just for the state of Texas. More than 12,000 words of when to do things in the calendar. A beautiful calendar, all that information, and the full year of the magazine, $38.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. Call now. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. If you want to be successful with a perennial garden, start with a highly visible location. Perennials are great when they're grown in dedicated beds with other perennials nearby. That allows you to plant for a whole season of color. When one type finishes and starts looking ugly, you have two more to take its place. However, you'll also want the permanence of evergreen shrubs to anchor the bed. Perennial gardens usually look best when they're positioned away from the house, maybe as a jet out into the grass from the fence or the driveway. You need a sunny, well-drained location. Most perennials do best in full sun. Work the soil thoroughly, mixing in several inches of organic matter such as peat moss, shredded pine bark mulch, compost, and rotted manure. If you're amending a tight clay soil, you can also add 1 inch of washed yellow brick sand or expanded shale, but only in combination with the organic matter. Rototill all of that down 10 or 12 inches and pulverize all the soil until there are no clods larger than a quarter. Rake the prepared soil into berms to ensure good drainage, and then edge them with stone, wood, metal, or quality plastic edging to maintain the elevations. Perennials are available in many different forms. Some you merely get from a friend or neighbor who's overloaded with that type. They're also available in 4-inch and 6-inch pots, even 1-gallon containers at local nurseries, starting sometime soon and going on through the spring. You can order many of the more exotic types from national mail-order sources online, but do try to buy locally whenever you can. Keep your perennials well-watered and fertilize them once a month while they're growing actively and producing flower heads. Once they quit, you can start holding back on the plant foods. Prune dead stubble out of the bed to keep it well-groomed and use some type of mulch to discourage weed growth. Dig and divide your perennials when they become crowded. Let's talk about some of the best for the early spring. I like jonquils, narcissus, and daffodils. Of course, you plant them back in the fall, but they're in bloom right now, and they're beautiful. Avoid big types like King Alfred and Mount Hood. They don't come back very well. Thrift is a type of creeping phlox, and it's gorgeous. Noxalis is an old-fashioned plant that many of us buy anew each spring. It makes a beautiful edging to beds. Garden pinks are sweet little beauties. There are perennial types. Iris bloom from late February through March, purple coneflowers in mid-spring, gloriosa daisies in early summer. I like the variety Goldstern, and then hardy amaryllis and Shasta daisies, and on to my beloved daylilies. Oh, there's some great perennials, a lot more than just those. I'm Neil Sperry, a year-round tree program in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a look at sports, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, an official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Well, it was a much better Tuesday on the road than Saturday on the road for both the Aggie basketball teams. Last night, the A&M men beat Texas Tech in Lubbock 47-38, and the Aggie women beat Missouri in Columbia 56-52, but both teams had to come back from deficits to do it. In Lubbock, A&M trailed by 15 points before an 18-5 run. Meanwhile, Tech went 5-for-19 in the second half. A&M held Tech to their lowest point output of the year. After the game, Coach Billy Kennedy.
Yeah, I thought we did a much better job in the second half. We played the guys who were playing well and were being aggressive and were attacking. We had some turnovers in the first half with some guys that were playing back on their heels and doubling in the post. So we take care of the ball, and defensively, we give ourselves a chance most nights. And fortunately, Chris got going a little bit, David got going, and Elston was really big in that stretch in the second half.
The Aggies go back above 500 at 13-12 now, as Elston Turner did lead the Aggies with 16 points. It was A&M's first road conference win this year. The Aggies will host Missouri Saturday at 1 at Reed Arena. In Columbia, Missouri, the Aggies trailed by 5 with 4 minutes to play, but scored 11 straight points to take the lead for good, and they got their 18th win of the year. Kelsey Bone led the Aggies with 14 points, and freshman guard Alexis Standish had her best scoring game with 11. Missouri was hoping for its first Big 12 win, but they go to 0-13. The Aggies will be back home to host Oklahoma State on Saturday night. That's right, it'll be a double dip of basketball at Reed on Saturday. Well, lots of good news from high school basketball last night. The Rudder Ranger girls won their bi-district playoff game over Lancaster 60-43 at Waco Midway Gym. The Lady Rangers advanced to meet Roy City on Friday at Fairfield. Last night, LaMaria Cole led the Rangers with 13 points. She led a 20-5 run that spanned the third and fourth quarters as Rudder gets its 31st win of the year. The Rudder boys beat Elgin 69-66 last night, and their playoff hopes are still alive. They tie Elgin for fourth place in District 16-4A, or Bastrop, that is. So the two teams will play a play-in game on Friday. Will Martin led the Rangers last night with 44 points. Again, that'll be Bastrop and Rudder playing a playoff game. The Consol boys win their outright district title with a 65-41 win over Ellison. The Tigers finish district at 13-1 and win their first outright title since 1994. Consol will open the 5A playoffs against Longview Tuesday at 7 in Fairfield. Alex Caruso led the Tigers with 22 points and got 10 rebounds last night. The Bryan boys ended a tough season with a 66-47 loss to Shoemaker at Viking Gym. It was a tough year for the Vikes' new coach, Chris Jones, who saw players move out of town, quit the team, and the biggest blow of all was All-American J. Michael Reese, missing all but the last four games while recovering from surgery. Reese led the team last night with 16 points. Of course, he'll play for Texas A&M next year. The Vikes finished with a 4-22 record and just 2 district wins. Aggie softball team will play its home opener this afternoon at 4:30 when they host Sam Houston State. The Aggies beat 2 top 10 teams and went 3-2 in the Kajikawa Classic in California last weekend. In the NBA, Tim Duncan had 18 points and 13 rebounds, and the San Antonio Spurs overcame a spirited Detroit rally to beat the Pistons 99-95 for their 8th consecutive win. Detroit trailed by 15 in the fourth quarter, but came back to take the lead behind Ben Wallace, the veteran big man who set a record by appearing in his 1,055th career game, the most for an undrafted player since the NBA-ABA merger. And a wishing well to North Texas football coach Dan McCarney. Says he's expected to recover from a stroke in time to lead the team through spring drills. McCarney said Tuesday in a statement provided by the school that he felt his left side go numb on Sunday and was taken to a hospital. Doctors later confirmed that he had a mild stroke. The 58-year-old McCarney had been moved out of intensive care, but he remains hospitalized. Of course, McCarney, the longtime head coach at Iowa State before taking over at North Texas. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour at 6:58. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill?
When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete
Nutrition. Folks everywhere know that Fibermax cotton means high yields, longer for max.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Going to be nice today. 63 is our high temperature today. Going to have a 60% chance of rain later on in the week. At 63 right now, WTAW College Station, Bryan.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Iran keeps pressing the nuclear button, claiming it's upgraded uranium enrichment using homemade fuel rods and doing it faster and more efficiently. Further stoking fears, Iran's trying to build a nuclear weapon. And in response to EU sanctions, Iran's cutting off oil exports to six European countries. Now, Israel's leader says Iran must be stopped. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in Jerusalem.
Dave, here in Israel, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says if the Iranian aggression isn't halted, it will spread to other countries. They say the sticky bombs found in Thailand after blasts there were similar devices to those used against Israeli diplomats in India and Georgia. But this Israeli tourist in Bangkok says it's business as usual.
I don't friend because I live in Israel. You know, in Israel, it's a very, very terrorist.
Israel says the country is launching covert attacks against them, and this is just the beginning, Dave.
Emily, it's not a done deal, but Republicans and Democrats are working on a compromise to keep giving us a tax break in our paychecks. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
The change of heart by House Republicans was, according to New York's Nan Hayworth, a chance to help every American in these still tough economic times.
Until we get that growth that we need, and we have a lot of plans to achieve that growth, people need that relief.
But others admit this gets a politically sensitive issue off the table in the election year. Still, to be resolved, though, extending unemployment benefits and the so-called doctor fix, preventing a drastic cut in payments to doctors who take Medicare patients. Now, Dave, they hope to have a compromise deal announced this afternoon.
Now, Rich, President Obama goes to Milwaukee today to talk about jobs and the economy. Whitney Houston fans are disappointed in New Jersey. Saturday's funeral will be private, invitation only.
They're robbing us of our last sight of seeing a wonderful star. She was a star. We love her.
The service will be at the church where Houston sang as a kid. There's still no determination yet as to what caused the singer's death. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Mayhem is everywhere.
Hi, I'm the automated hold system for your cut rate claims department. To get forwarded to the wrong person, press 1. To get put on hold for 40 minutes and then disconnected, press 2. To repeat your story to the entire company, including the cleaning staff, press 3. To do something that isn't stupid, hang up and get Allstate.
The only insurance company who guarantees your claim experience won't be mayhem. Like me.
Introducing the Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. Dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Only Allstate has claim service so good, it's guaranteed. To learn more or find an agent near you, visit allstate.com/satisfaction. That's allstate.com/satisfaction. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Premium credit varies based on vehicle involved. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Today, I'm test driving a certified pre-owned BMW along with an array of other cars. So far, not only does a CPO BMW outperform other pre-owned cars, it outperforms some new cars as well. This might be why BMW is the number one selling pre-owned luxury brand and even surpasses some brands in new car sales, like, say, Audi, Acura, and Infiniti. This car looks and feels like new. It's rigorously inspected, backed by a 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan, and an ultimate driving machine through and through. Yeah, I like door number one. A certified pre-owned BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Howdy, Aggieland. You have chosen the best university for your mind, and now you need to choose the best health club for your body. AeroFit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 9 years. Here are just a few of the reasons AeroFit has been voted best health club. AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. AeroFit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. AeroFit offers you full-service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for children. AeroFit has the best personal training staff. AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. AeroFit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? AeroFit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Did your yard survive the brutal summer of 2011? If it did, you probably spent a lot of time and effort dragging hoses. Don't drag hoses again this summer. Hi, this is David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been in the Brazos Valley for over 40 years, and we'd love to give you a free, no-obligation bid for a water-efficient underground irrigation system. Act now before March 1st and take advantage of a 10% discount on new installation. This is a value of up to $500. Call us today at 979-774-4726 or visit us on the web at PrinceIrrigation.com.
My, oh my. Okay, folks, here's Sterling Auto Group's top 3 reasons you know it's time to trade in your old car. Here we go. Number 3, hitchhikers turn you down for a ride. Number 2, your dog is too ashamed to stick his head out the window. And the number 1 reason to trade in your old car...
Cause Sterling Auto Group will give you $8,000 off with any trade. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. So bring any trade to Sterling Auto Group and get an $8,000 discount off any select new car or truck in stock so you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less. Yes, less than you're paying now. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. Sterling Auto Group, we make it easy. 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit on select vehicles. All incentives to dealer.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Bryan City Council was scheduled last night to take final action changing commercial building standards and limiting exterior colors, but that didn't happen.
Well, the main difference, of course, is you don't have to...
Sorry, let's get the correct audio. That actually did not happen last night.
That's because the Planning and Zoning Commission asked to reconsider those proposed restrictions. On the agenda for tomorrow night's P&Z meeting is a review of the advisory body's endorsement last December and a new discussion with city staff. Because of the way the ordinance is written on building standards, the proposed color list has to be considered at the same time. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Your local libraries are going digital. Starting today, collections from Overdrive, a provider of online content for public libraries, will be available to library system cardholders. Librarian Larry Kenniger says you can rent these e-books without leaving the house.
Well, the main difference, of course, is you don't have to come here. All you need is your library card and an internet connection. Or in the case of like an iPhone, you can download through a 3G or 4G network.
Kenniger says the e-books can be downloaded to most smartphones and e-readers and are available for 1 week at a time. For more information on how to check out an e-book from your library or to donate to the e-book collection, go online to WTAW.com and see this story. This afternoon, we'll hear what A&M is proposing for tuition rates next year. President Bowen Lofton on WTAW's The Infomaniac says administrators continue to review higher tuition for specific colleges.
The key here is we've tied very specifically those tuition increases to tangible, measurable outcomes. So the deans are held accountable year by year in proving to us and to the Board of Regents, how have we used this increase? Are we doing what we said we would do with it? And if they don't proceed to do it that way, we're going to have to reduce those tuition increases or retract them completely to be honest with our students.
Officially known as differential tuition, A&M students pay more to be in the business, engineering, architecture, and veterinary colleges. Today's tuition public hearing starts at 3 in Rudder Tower. Valentine's Day was not lovely for a man who found himself in the emergency room after shooting himself in the leg outside the Exxon convenience store at Harvey Road in the freeway. College Station police were sent there about 1:30 Tuesday afternoon to the med, where Officer Rhonda Seaton says they talked to the victim and dispatched investigators to the scene of the apparent accidental shooting.
He was moving some items in his back seat, adjusting, you know, some personal belongings, moving a gun that he had in his vehicle. Did not realize that it was in a position to actually fire, mishandled it, and as a result, accidentally shot himself in the leg.
The victim, whose name was not released, either drove himself or was driven by a private vehicle to the ER. An arrest has been made in a home invasion robbery and shooting at a Bryan Mobile home the night before the Super Bowl. 19-year-old Christopher Blake is one of the two masked men accused of shooting the host of the party celebrating getting his tax refund and robbing several of the dozen guests in attendance. Officer John Agnew says a witness identified Blake because he joked about robbing the party.
One of the mistakes this suspect made was going up to someone who was going to go to the party and actually making the comment that he might go and rob the party, and that kind of sealed his fate and allowed detectives to try to locate this person. While that investigation was running concurrent, Sergeant Metters on patrol was able to locate him on a prowler call, and because the guy was armed with a pistol, he chose to run, and he was eventually detained by patrol officers.
Agnew says they're searching for the second suspect as someone they call a person of interest. The host, Terrell Harris, was shot once through his left arm and once through his right wrist. While Valentine's Day has come and gone, public awareness campaigns continue about domestic violence. Beth Milam of the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence says February is National Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month.
And I think it's appropriate that that encompasses Valentine's Day, because as much as we want teens to have healthy and promising relationships, we also want to teach them, and what better time to do it than Valentine's Day, about what's healthy and what's not, and the red flags to look for, and ways that they can reach out for help, because it is very different for teens than it is for adults.
More information is available by going to our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:11 at 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
The mortgage business is always changing, and change is good. Dexter Mortgage will now go by the name Network Funding. I'm Debbie Davis. I have worked with Network Funding for over 2 years, and now it's time to change our public name. No, don't worry. Everything else is still the same. Same great rates, same great customer service. If you need to lower your interest rate, save money every month, or get cash out of the equity in your home, I can help. I still do VA, FHA, conventional, cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. Great customer service is still top on my list. I work with families on nights and weekends whenever you have time to talk or meet. People are still looking to buy new homes or move up, and I can help you with a step-by-step guide to make the first-time home buying or move-up experience a happy one. Don't let the ever-changing markets worry you. Let me, Debbie Davis, help you with all your mortgage needs. Give me a call today. My number is 979-220-3018. License number 200790.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by folks at College Station Medical Center.
The area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Considerable cloudiness across the region today. There may be a stray shower. Temperatures are going to be mild, but the trend the next few days will be for things to cool off a bit. Temperatures near 75 today. It'll be mostly cloudy overnight, 45 to 50. Clouds and maybe a shower for Thursday, 65 to 70. Lots of clouds Thursday night, 45 to 50. Mostly cloudy Friday. Watch for a shower or two, a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620. WTAW.
We'll talk high school basketball. Lots of good news last night. A&M Consolidated boys win their outright district title, their first one since 1994. And the Rutter girls advance in the playoffs to the area round. They won over Lancaster last night. And the Rutter boys won too, but they'll have to have a play-in game to see who goes to the playoffs. We'll talk about that and Aggie winning and more coming up in sports.
There you go. It's 7:14. So I see that the vice president of China was in Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
yesterday.
I saw that.
Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Huh?
I looked it up, so I know how to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm. What, how to pronounce Ping? That's kind of easy.
Xi Jinping. Yeah, but it's not spelled that way. See?
Oh, it's like that P-A-I.
It's kind of like Ralph Fiennes. He doesn't know how to spell his own name.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so he's at the White House yesterday, and since Hu Jintao is probably going to hang him up sometime this year, this may be the new
president.
Mm-hmm. And our president, the U.S. American president, Barack Sambaum, told reporters.
Barack Sambaum?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Told reporters that America's relationship with China is based on, quote, mutual interest and mutual respect.
Huh.
That's the impression I got.
Yeah. Well, actually, it also could be because they own a big old chunk of our debt and they could call that at any time. He might be nice to him, too. You know, when your mortgage banker comes by the house, you pick up the dirty socks and clean it up a little bit. You know?
I've got lots of respect for my mortgage holder.
Try to be welcoming to those people who might be having some of your debt there. So
that's right.
Mutual respect. Huh?
I like my mortgage holder so much.
Yeah.
I send him a check every month.
Yeah, exactly. Which I don't think we're doing to China. I'm not sure.
Every month, just like clockwork, I write a check and put it in the mail.
Kind of a reminder as to how much you like them.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they like me back.
Sure, exactly.
You know, in exchange.
They let you stay there.
They don't write me any letters.
Yeah. And you can live there.
Yeah, that's right. And I can live there.
The key works.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to know that it's mutual respect that caused us to want to shake and howdy with him. We didn't have time to do this story yesterday. This is a pretty strange. Did you hear about what happened to Stephen Breyer, the Supreme Court justice?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is that about?
He got threatened with a knife or something?
No. He actually got robbed by a machete-wielding intruder, which is a little bit more than being threatened
with a knife. Yeah. Well, I knew a blade was involved here somewhere.
Well, it happened in the West Indies. He was vacationing there, apparently. Nobody was hurt.
Yeah, you can't really use the "don't you know who I am" type.
No,
not in the West Indies.
And if he's in the West Indies, he wasn't wearing his robe. I'm pretty sure.
No,
at least not his judicial robe. But I'm thinking they're probably going to up security for Supreme Court justices. Hello.
Yeah, since it was the Vice President of China, did Joe Biden do the bowing?
Well, no, he didn't. You know, and that's another thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
his hair fell
point.
Off.
Well, that's the other thing. I don't know if the Vice President of China's had hair plugs, you know, or he could, you know, you get a beer in him, he could say almost anything. I mean, you know, is he a piece of work like our Vice President is?
I don't know.
That'd be kind of fun.
I don't know.
Yeah, get those
maybe
two
Joe
together.
Took him to a dive last night.
Could be. Maybe they arm wrestled. I don't know. hard to say, but I'm just, that's a good point. I don't know.
So are y'all still mad at us for that World War II? Oh, no, that was Japan. Yeah.
Well, but you also wonder, when Obama talks to President Hu Jintao, does he go, hey, does your number two guy, this is what my vice president did last week. Do you have that problem? It's been a real hassle for me. So I'm just wondering, that's fine. All right, let's see what else we got going. A lady in England claims that she's eaten nothing but pizza for the last 31 years. Claire Simmons, she's 33 years old. Wow, she started gumming pizza at the age of two? Is that what that's about? I guess if I'm doing my math right.
Yeah.
She gags when food other than pizza is put in her mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
Even pudding?
Said. That's what she said.
My gosh.
Even though the thought of eating anything other than cheese pizza, cheese pizza makes her sick. That's right. She eats, you know, she eats stuff, no meat, no veggie toppings, plain cheese. Doctors say that Claire has selective eating disorder.
Yeah.
Yep. She won't live much longer if she doesn't diversify her diet. Well,
oh,
she's 33.
What does she weigh in at? I mean, with the cheese pizza diet.
Doesn't
there.
Say. She says, I keep myself healthy with exercise and I drink a lot of water. Bet she probably takes some sort of a vitamin supplement, too, because, I mean, you're not going to get a whole lot of vitamin C out of a cheese pizza, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, iron.
Well, that's weird. I mean, that she can't, like, eat toast, you know, because that's a lot of the same consistency as pizza. Or
Don't know. Yeah. So now
try some applesauce, girl. That'll go down.
Yeah, tasty.
Uh huh.
So they had that Westminster dog show last night.
Yeah.
They got that pug. I mean, what was that? Little Pomeranian or whatever. What an ugly little dog.
Was that the best of show?
Yeah, one of the best of show. I mean, just is an ugly little dog.
Well, those judges are a little off. You know?
Yeah. Well, in this one, I don't know. So I watched the end of this because you know, and I like those dog judging things because they just point to go, you're number one, you're number two, number three, and they walk off. I mean, they're like an official, take the whistle off and walk away. But
yeah, that's right. They don't want to be pummeled by the crowd.
Yeah, I'm saying Pomeranian's not as a Pekingese. Anyway, but she stopped to talk about how wonderful it was to be able to do this, and these seven dogs or eight dogs or whatever it was, you know, and that's our winner. And I don't need it.
Six losing dogs attacked her.
I was afraid that we were going to have some sort of a politically correct speech or something like that.
Melee.
Yeah, but they didn't. Anyway, the dog was in the final round last night, was in the final round last year, but lost. This year he won, so good for him. The other dogs were Dalmatian, German Shepherd, Doberman Pinscher, Irish Setter, Kerry Blue Terrier, and Wire-haired Dachshund. Martha Stewart had a dog there.
Really?
As a matter of fact.
Was she running alongside?
No, she didn't. No, she has people. She has people. Yeah.
People to trot?
Yeah.
She got trotters?
People who'll trot the dog for her. So, she wasn't out there. But I think she did pose with the dog a couple of times, so you know about that.
I want to see you trotting next to one of your dogs.
Yeah, right.
Dog saying, hurry up, hurry up.
Come on. Anyway, now, but with that going on, we have a list from the Veterinary Pet Insurance Group about the most popular names for dogs. Most popular names for dogs. Now, Patrick, did you have a dog or dogs growing up?
I did have dogs growing up. Yeah, okay. Miniature Schnauzer and a Dachshund.
Okay, males, females, what?
Female Schnauzer, male Dachshund.
Oh, well, there you go. So, what were their names?
Greta was the Schnauzer. Hans was the other.
Hans, all right.
Hans.
Yeah, Hans. I like that. Yeah. Anyway, here are the most popular male dogs.
Aren't you going to ask me?
Yeah, you had Bud.
That wasn't growing up. Oh, that was my adult dog.
Okay.
Was Bud.
What did you have growing up?
Yeah, because they're great. No. Growing up, they were Fox Terriers named Woofy and Jezebel.
There you go.
Woofy and Jezebel.
I like that. Hello. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was listening to you guys talk about the dog show, and I was wondering if anybody knows how the handler did that's an Aggie. Supposedly there was an Aggie participating that was the handler.
Oh, is that right? Well, I don't know. Yeah. We'll have to look and see. I know that the Dachshund was from Corpus Christi, so there was a Texas dog in there. But, yeah, we'll look that up and see. Here are the dog names, most popular dog names. For male dogs, number five is Jake. Number four is Bailey. Number three is Rocky. Number two is Buddy. Number one is Max.
See, Buddy, Bud.
Bud's
See?
Close, that's go. Right. Mm-hmm. Over on the other side, on the female side, there's Daisy at number five, Maggie at number four. Number three is Lucy. Number two is Molly. Chase has a Molly. And number one, as we've, I think, talked about before, Bella. You know, this,
from the
whole Twilight thing.
Twilight thing, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's like a Maggie and Bella, I mean, in Twilight, isn't there? Yeah, probably not.
I don't know about a Maggie.
Yeah, I don't think so. Hello.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Oh, hello. You know, inside work and no heavy lifting, so we're happy.
Yeah.
Growing up, I had a very rare breed of dog. It was a cross between a bulldog and a shih tzu.
Really? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Yeah, come back anytime. If eating too much is making you fat, a company in England has the thing for you. Quit it. The Metro says...
I'm sorry, it's funny.
It is. It was called a bullshoe.
Roger used to guide his company to the top of the market. He had to get to the bottom of his company's benefits administration. That's when James found GNA Partners, who had just the solution he needed. $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA was able to fully customize, administer, and manage all of James's employee health and welfare plans. Today, James owns the market and a sweet new vacation home. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Folks over at Intercon want to remind you, if you didn't like the look of your utility bill last year, you know the numbers on there, they may be able to help you out. If energy-efficient windows hadn't been part of your world, let them do that for you. Give them a call at 823-3639. Folks from Intercon will come out, have a look at your windows, find the ones that either need to be repaired or replaced, let you know what it's going to cost to get that done, and then you know what? They'll leave you alone. They won't put any pressure on you. And window salesmen can be famous for pressure, but that's not the case with Intercon because they've got a good product at a fair price. Been here for a long time. They're a local company, and they've got hundreds of satisfied customers all over the Brazos Valley. So if you'd like to do something about your windows not being efficient, and again, you notice it more in cold weather because that wind may be whipping through there, but, you know, the heat exchange or air exchange is happening all the time. Warm weather, cold weather, any kind of weather like that. So give them a call at Intercon. Let them come out, kind of assess your situation, and go forward from there and have utility bills you can be happier with. Intercon, 823-3639. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. I guess kind of the temperatures we'd expect for now. It's a little bit warmer for the next couple of days, but it cools down in the evening. 73 is what we're looking at for a high number today. 60% chance of showers, about 47 for a low tonight. 65 on Thursday and Friday, a little bit cooler on Saturday. Now, Friday night and Saturday, we've also got a 60% chance of showers, so keep that in mind. Right now, humidity is 96%. Winds are from the east. It's 3 miles an hour, and we've got kind of fog and mist around the area and 64 degrees.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is approaching fast. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the peace of mind that comes from having your return professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Headline screams, Wall Street turns wrath cash on Obama. It's written from the perspective that Obama is the innocent victim of a Wall Street conspiracy. While profits and bonuses are down and banks are laying off thousands, Politico says that the financial service industry is poised to set records in one arena in 2012, politics. Financial firms have already given $53 million in campaign donations, making it the number one industry donating so far. Politico says that Wall Street has swung firmly back to the Republicans in 2012 after supporting Senator Obama over Senator McCain in 2008. Obama outraised McCain on Wall Street by nearly 2-1. It was $15.7 million to $9.2 million. Romney's raised over $12 million so far at Wall Street. Obama just over $5 million, and that's got liberals panicked. And that's why Politico's casting this as our poor, lovable, helpless Obama up against the rich, hateful, brute Goliath financial sector. The Frank Dodd Law that Obama signed is putting a chokehold on capitalism and growth. Obama and his party have demonized Wall Street, painting them as greedy, corrupt villains. And remember, they sent their union buddies to physically intimidate bankers at their homes in the front yard. The Occupy Wall Street idiots, they're created by Democrats just for this election. So Politico has the story all wrong as usual. The wrath has been turned on Wall Street by Obama and the Democrat Party. Voting with their wallets for these guys, just a matter of survival. You went to bed with your life savings in the bank. You woke up broke. That's because an ID thief stole your identity, took over your bank accounts, and stole everything, including your retirement. And then it hits you. Why didn't your identity theft protection stop this? Because you didn't have the most comprehensive ID theft protection service available. LifeLock Ultimate. Now, they brought it to my listeners first. I got it. You need it. LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity, your good name, and your credit. Those are essential now, but LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. Look, LifeLock can't protect you or your bank account if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention my name, which, as you know, is Rush, to receive 10% off your LifeLock membership. The number is 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. That's 800-444-2810.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. It wasn't Cupid firing an arrow, but the owner of a firearm who apparently accidentally shot himself with a gun on Valentine's Day afternoon. This was outside the Exxon convenience store off the freeway at the Harvey Road exit. As College Station police continue their investigation, Officer Rhonda Seaton says among the questions is if the victim was in legal possession of the weapon.
It would depend on whether he was authorized to have that weapon, what type of weapon it was. Is it a legal weapon, an illegal weapon? Did he have any type of criminal history that might prevent him from carrying a weapon? A lot of factors, of which I don't have all of the specific information regarding this individual.
Emergency room staff at the Met alerted police after the victim drove himself or was taken there by private vehicle. The unidentified man was treated for a gunshot wound to the leg. The night before the Super Bowl, a Bryan man celebrating getting his tax refund with a dozen friends ended in a home invasion, robbery, and shooting. Police have arrested one of two suspects. 19-year-old Christopher Blake of Bryan was picked up last Thursday, accused of possessing a weapon as a convicted felon.
The weapon that the officer recovered after interviewing this suspect appears to be the same weapon that was used in the shooting that wounded the victim, and the I believe the arm and wrist. They were non-life-threatening injuries, and he received medical care for them. So the detectives were also able to serve aggravated robbery warrants on this suspect and burglary of a habitation with an intent to commit another felony.
Officer John Agnew says Blake told a witness he was going to rob the party and then said he was just kidding. The host, Harold Harris, was shot in his left arm and through his right wrist.
Police are looking for the second suspect, saying they have a person of interest. The number of viewers checking out last Sunday's Grammy Awards was the second largest in history, not to mention those watching online. Something that troubled Beth Milam of the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence was the performance of Chris Brown.
Speaking only for myself, I can say I think there's situations where second chances aren't necessarily deserved, and I think that's one of them. It was a glamorization of a batterer, and I think that opportunity and that media coverage could have been better spent perhaps talking about domestic violence, or at least giving maybe Chris Brown an opportunity to advocate for his past wrongdoings and talk about how he's become a better person if we, in fact, need to focus on him at all.
Brown remains on probation for the 2009 assault of fellow artist Rihanna, who was his girlfriend at the time she was attacked. Final action on new commercial building restrictions in Bryan are on hold.
At last night's Bryan City Council meeting, it was announced they were withdrawing proposals on the future process of approving new commercial building designs and limiting choices of exterior colors. For unknown reasons, the Planning and Zoning Commission wants to revisit building designs. That's after the advisory body endorsed changes last December. P&Z members meet tomorrow night and are scheduled to meet with city staff. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Next year's proposed tuition rates at Texas A&M will be unveiled this afternoon by President Bowen Lofton. Responding on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about the value of a liberal arts degree instead of a profession whose graduates are in high demand, Dr. Lofton says it's the university's responsibility to guide the student.
Through counseling, throughout their whole process here, before they enter as a freshman, all the way through, we want to counsel them on the realities of their choices. If they make an intelligent, informed decision to major in a particular area, which is not in high demand, as long as they know what they're doing, that's their business. And I think they'll have the energy and they'll have the basic equipment, including a great dose of Aggie spirit, to give them an edge on anybody else looking for a particular kind of position.
Today's public hearing is in Rudder Tower, starting at 3. Wish you could rent a book from your local library for your tablet, e-reader, or smartphone? Well, starting today, you can. Librarian Larry Kenniger says a small collection of e-books will be available for library system cardholders to download straight to their electronic device.
The checkout for now, because we have a really small collection in the beginning, it's just for 1 week. So normally a print book would be 3 weeks, but we're having to limit it. We want as many people to have a chance to use these as possible.
Kenniger says you can help grow the e-book collection by making a $30 donation. Go online to WTAW.com and check out this story for more information on how to make a donation and to check out an e-book. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 63 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news at 8 or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Hi, I'm Doug Johnson, and I know a little bit about the weather in the state of Texas, and I wanted a roof for my new home that was a dream home that my wife and I had planned for years that would go against the heat, be reflective, durable, and of course, these days, fire retardant. Well, we took the plans to the architect, he drew them up and said that there's no way in the world that a roofing contractor is going to do that roof, it's far too complicated. Then we met with Schulte Roofing. They were highly recommended, and I could not find one customer that was unhappy with all the things they had done, and after a brief meeting with the architect and examining the blueprints, they said we can do it. I enjoyed their being out at the site every day. They were fun to work with. They were efficient, always on time, always very pleasant, and the roof turned out to be absolutely beautiful. So I am thrilled to be able to recommend to anyone Schulte Roofing for the best job ever. Call Schulte Roofing and ask about your job. 1-800-4-ROOF. That's 1-800-F-O-R-ROOF.
The home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Mostly cloudy for today. We could see an isolated shower. Temperatures up to about 75. We'll have lots of clouds overnight. It'll be 45 to 50. Clouds for tomorrow. There's the risk of a shower once again. Highs tomorrow a little cooler, only about 65 to 70. It's mostly cloudy tomorrow night. We'll slip back to 45 to 50. During the day on Friday, we'll see clouds. We could see a shower. Highs will be near 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It was a lot better Tuesday night than it was a Saturday night for the Aggie basketball teams. They both won on the road, and now they're both coming home to play a double dip of basketball on Saturday. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
All right. Bill Flores joins us this morning from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Doing great. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, let's talk. We'll talk the tax cut and continuing that in just a minute. But let's start, first of all, because earlier this week the president rolled his budget out, and obviously there's been Republican response as a party. Individually, I'd like to get your thoughts on the bullet points that you're happy with and not happy with.
Well, it's really what I would refer to as a fantasy budget. It totally doesn't reflect the fiscal or economic situation that the country's facing. First of all, he's proposing to spend about $4 trillion more over the next 10 years than what he'd proposed in his last budget, and that's the wrong direction to go. You know, he has had the competitiveness councils, and he's had deficit commissions, and each of these bodies of experts have made numerous recommendations to him about how to fix the economy, how to address the fiscal challenges that the country fails, how to address Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, which are all bankrupt. And this budget does not touch any of those things. I mean, it's remarkable how all this advice and these efforts that folks have invested in trying to make the country better are just ignored. And you basically come up with a political document to try to buy votes. I was really disappointed in it. So we're working on the House budget right now. We'll have something to roll out by the end of March.
Well, and again, that's certainly, once again, as we've talked about really almost from your first day there, that the House is doing their part, if you will, in that they are putting together budgets, and the Senate time and again has not done their job.
Absolutely, and that's what's even more disconcerting. The Senate is breaking the law, because the Budget Act of 1974 says that the president will prepare a budget on a certain date, and he's missed that date for 3 years in a row. It says that the Senate will prepare a budget, and which it hasn't done for 3 years running now, and that the House will prepare a budget, and it didn't do one for the 2 years prior to this year, prior to 2011. We did one, a transformational budget. So I'm really disappointed in Washington in terms of how they just don't pay attention to what the real world is expects of them.
Well, and speaking of real world, something that people are talking about every day they fill up their gas tanks. Where we're going with gas prices right now, and I saw something yesterday that said the gas prices have gone up 83% during the administration, and I don't know how much of that we blame on the administration, but I think we're back to the point where people are going to be looking to Congress for some sort of relief from rising gasoline prices.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. I mean, my suspicion is, and I hate to say this, but I think it's going to be a long, hot, expensive summer. Particularly when you're filling up your gas tank. The only good news that comes out of this is that when gasoline prices get high, that is the thing that seems to get Congress to start making wise energy decisions and to get the president to make wise energy decisions. I wish we didn't have to do it. When I say we, I wish that the other side of the aisle didn't have to have that club beating them over the head to get them to make good decisions, but I think that's the case. But I mean, all I have to say when it comes to energy is there's a choice of two futures. You can go the cylinder route or you can go the Keystone route. And for me, I'm going to vote for a Keystone route. I'm going to vote for expanded access to offshore areas, expanded access for oil shale drilling, all of the above approach by using our great public lands for solar and wind and other alternative forms of energy. To me, we need to be looking at everything, but the president seems to be focused on the cylinders of the world. By the way, we're now up to four companies that have failed or in trouble. You've got Cylinder, you've got Beacon Power, you've got Inner One, and now Fisker Auto, which is taking U.S. tax dollars to build cars in Finland, is about to go south.
Wow. Bill Flores joining us this morning from D.C. Well, speaking of clubs that can be used against the Republican Party, had Had the party possibly not gone along with the idea of extending the payroll tax cut, that could have hurt around election time. Tell me what it is that has caused the Republican Party to now shift to say that, yes, we're in favor of the payroll tax cut continuation, even though we don't know how that's going to be funded.
Well, in general, the conservative viewpoint has always been that you don't need to what I'd say, pay for tax decreases because they essentially are already paid for through increased economic activity. In this case, because of the unique nature of this tax cut, which is basically a reduced contribution to the Social Security Fund, we felt like we had to come up with a way to save money from general fund expenditures to replenish the Social Security Fund. And so that caused our leadership to look at this a little bit differently. It's never been a hard position. You had to have pay for tax cuts. So in my mind, I'd always looked at this matter differently than the extension of unemployment insurance benefits or the extension of the Medicare doc fix. Those I felt like absolutely had to be paid for.
So now the speaker had a closed door meeting last night with y'all to discuss
right.
this because obviously he's got to sell it to rank and file no matter how he stands on it. Are you sold on this? Is this something that you can vote for?
Based on what I know, all we heard yesterday was a summary of the conference. There was a handshake agreement on the House Senate Conference Committee yesterday afternoon, and all I heard was a summary of the deal. And based on that, unless there's a big surprise, I would probably vote for this. And what it involves is another 10-month extension of the payroll tax cut that's not paid for, which I think will be paid for through increased economic activity.
Okay.
There is a 10-month extension of unemployment insurance benefits, but it also includes some dramatic reforms, which we were seeking. And then there's a 10-month extension of the Medicare doc fix, and that's also paid for. I don't like all the pay-fors, but nonetheless, this is an argument that on this whole issue that you're going to lose when it comes next November. So my feeling is let's get this one behind us and talk about the issues that are on the top of the minds of American people, and that's the American economy, that's jobs, that's the president's budget and the spending and the 24 million people that remain underemployed and the waste of money on Solyndra, the Fast and Furious operations, things like that are the things we need to be talking about.
What do you say to the individual? I believe it was Newt Gingrich who said it in one of the presidential debates that we're talking 2 years of unemployment benefits. 2 years is enough time for you to get a degree from a community college to retrain yourself.
Right.
And yet now we're going to extend it yet another 79 weeks almost. How can you justify to your working constituency that you want to continue to extend unemployment benefits to those people who may not be trying to better themselves in this time other than just to take a government check?
Well, I would never try to defend the policy, the unemployment insurance, the way it's structured today. Because basically if you lose your job, you can sit on your rear end for a year and a half without doing anything, and you can smoke dope and use your unemployment proceeds to pay for it and not have to look for a job or try to get reeducated or anything. That is changing in this. And so the way I would justify it is to say if you're going to draw unemployment insurance, then you need to be looking for a job from day one. You need to be getting yourself in order so that you can get a job, and that includes getting your GED or getting a community college degree or a four-year college degree, or you need to or completing your college degree or going to trade school to get a technical certificate. And then also you need to allow yourself to be drug tested so that you're not automatically excluded from getting a job because of drug use. So that's the way I would justify it. Also, the period of support time has been reduced. Now, this number was still a little fluid last night, from 99 weeks to 69 weeks,
okay.
I believe.
Bill Floor is joining us from D.C. Now, okay, so the Republicans in the House have kind of laid themselves open for this, and yet Mitch McConnell, the head of the Republicans in the Senate, kind of got his arms folded across his chest saying, I'm not ready to support this thing in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
How's that make you feel?
Well, again, I need to look at all the details. What I saw last night in summary I thought was probably okay. Sometimes there are things up here where if you hold out long enough, or let me rephrase that, you can try to hold out for the perfect solution to every problem, but but the perfect solution never comes because it is the legislative process is like making sausage. You've heard that,
sure,
that terminology used, and so you may never get the perfect piece of sausage out of the grinder. So again, the American people don't want to be talking about a payroll tax cut. They want to be talking about the economy and the president's budget and the 24 million people that are underemployed. They want to talk about where the money went on Solyndra and you know, how did the Justice Department justify letting 3,000 guns escape in Fast and Furious.
Finally today, is maybe out of the frying pan into the fire for the speaker, because next you've got a transportation bill out there. Big bill. I mean, this is going to affect every state, every congressional district almost. Yet there aren't going to be the, I think they had 6,000 earmarks in the last transportation bill. This is something that the speaker is going to try to push through. Is there going to be action on that this week, and how do you feel about the transportation bill?
Yes, it should be on the floor this week. And there are a bunch of amendments that are on the floor to be looking at, so that the ultimate shape of this bill could look different by the end of the week than what it looks like today. In general, I support coming up with a long-term highway bill. We've gone from one short-term bill to another, and that's caused the construction. I mean, it's made life difficult for TxDOT, for instance, to be able to plan a long-term basis so they can address the transportation needs of the state. So we need a long-term bill, number one. Number two, it needs to be funded at adequate levels that use the gasoline tax in an appropriate manner. Number three, it needs to be reformed so that the federal government has less involvement and the states have more involvement. Number four is you need to strip out all the things where gasoline taxes were used for bike paths and beautification projects and building covered bridges and cobblestone streets, things of that nature, and dedicating that toward highways. You also need to make sure that the highway bill gives states back you know, something that's pretty close to what they contribute in terms of the gas tax. So this bill does those things. It also has, since the gasoline tax is not enough to fully pay for it, it includes expanding access to domestic energy activities and using the federal revenues from those to fill the gap to help pay for it. So if you think about that long preamble, this bill does most of that. So now, there are certain parts of the bill that I don't like that I'm still trying to get my arms around, and I don't know how I'm going to vote on it yet. There are some conservative groups that have said that they want people to vote against it because they think all highway activity needs to be pushed back to the states.
Will we know before the vote how you're going to vote on this?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I've still got to look at all the details.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Hey, thanks for the time this morning,
Good
Bill.
Talking to you. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
All right.
Howdy, I'm Bobby Jenkins. At ABC, we take protecting your family very seriously, especially when it comes to pest control. That's why ABC has gone the extra mile to become Green Pro certified. It isn't an easy achievement, and very few companies have earned it. Being a Green Pro means complying with green service standards of the National Pest Management Association. Simply put, when you hire ABC, you're getting the best of the best, guaranteed. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever using the latest laser technology. Our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
There's one thing kids have in common. It's that they're all in a hurry to grow up.
and that often exposes them to realities about life they're not prepared to handle. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author Corey Ten Boom recalls when, as a young girl waiting for a train with her father, she asked him the meaning of the word sex. He answered by encouraging her to pick up his suitcase. Well, she pulled on the handle, but it was too heavy for her to lift. Her dad explained that the same was true in life. Some things were too heavy for her to know until she was old enough to bear the responsibility. The home used to be regarded as a safe haven from the troubling realities of the outside world. But those protective barriers are being torn down, and more, our children are forced to deal with decidedly adult issues. Instead of enjoying the innocence of childhood, they're faced with their parents' marital problems, sexually explicit television, or exposure to drug and alcohol abuse. Kids should grow up into maturity slowly, and this means at a young age they're not emotionally equipped to handle the often harsh realities of the adult world. And that's why they need parents who will bear the weight of reality for their kids and introduce them to the world only as they're ready. And in fact, that responsibility is so crucial to understand. Tomorrow, I'll cover in more detail how parents can do just that. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
What's better than getting something for a great price? Getting two things for that same great price. What we're trying to say is, it's buy one, get one free at Pearle Vision. So stop in and get two great pairs of eyeglasses or prescription sunglasses for the price of one. You're thinking, that's a great deal. And you're right. So don't wait. Stop into a Pearle Vision today.
Minimum purchase may apply. Second complete pair up to a maximum value. Maximum may vary. Same prescription. Valid prescription required. Valid only at participating U.S. locations. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends 3/31/2012.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at your sports, and it's brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Well, lots of good news from the high school basketball last night. The Rudder Ranger girls won their bi-district playoff game over Lancaster 60-43 at Waco Midway Gym. The Lady Rangers advanced to meet Roy City on Friday in Fairfield. Last night, it was LaMaria Cole, the big player. She led the Rangers with 13 points. She led a 20-5 run that spanned the third and the fourth quarters as Rudder gets their 31st win of the year. The Rudder boys beat Elgin 69-66 last night, and their playoff hopes are still alive. They tie Bastrop for fourth place in District 16-4A, so those two teams will play a play-in game on Friday. Will Martin led the Rangers last night with 44 points. A&M Consolidated boys win their outright district title with a 65-41 win over Colleen Ellison. The Tigers finish district at 13-1, and they win their first outright title since 1994, their first one in Class 5A. Consol will open the 5A playoffs against Longview Tuesday at 7 in Fairfield. Last night, Alex Caruso, who's headed to A&M, he led the Tigers with 22 points and got 10 rebounds. The Bryan boys ended a really tough season with a 66-47 loss to Shoemaker at Viking Gym. It's a tough year for Vikings new head coach Chris Jones, who saw players move out of town, quit the team. The biggest blow of all was All-American J. Michael Reese, missing all but the last four games while recovering from surgery. Reese led the team last night with 16 points. Of course, he'll play for A&M next year. The Vikings finish at 4-22, and they won just two district games, but they'll come back. Let's take it up to the college game in Columbia, Missouri last night. The A&M women, ranked number 14 in the nation, trailed by 5 with 4 minutes left. But they scored the last 11 points straight in the game. They took the lead for good over Missouri and got their 18th win of the year. The Aggies win at 56-52. Kelsey Bone led the Aggies with 14 points, and freshman guard Alexis Standish had her best scoring game so far. She got 11. Missouri was looking for their first Big 12 win, but they go to 0-13. The Aggies will be back home to host Oklahoma State. That'll be on Saturday night. The Aggie men will host Missouri on Saturday afternoon. Yeah, it'll be a double dip of basketball, and the Aggies will be coming off of a win. They beat Texas Tech in Lubbock last night, 47-38. A&M trailed by 15 points in the first half, then an 18-5 run by the Aggies. Tech went 5 of 19 in the second half, so good defense there. A&M held Tech to their lowest point output of the year. After the game, Billy Kennedy.
Well, we turned the ball over. You know, I thought they got some easy baskets, and we were playing back on our heels, and the crowd got into it, and we played passive, I thought, the first 10 minutes. And we woke up and started playing like we're capable of towards the end of the half.
The Aggies go above 500 now at 13-12. Elston Turner led the Aggs with 16 points. It was A&M's first road conference win of the year. Again, they'll be hosting Missouri Saturday afternoon. That'll be at 1 o'clock. The Aggie softball team went 3-2 and beat two top 10 teams at the Kajikawa Classic in California last weekend. And today at 4:30, you can see the team for the first time this year as they'll be hosting Sam Houston State. Again, first pitch on that one will be at 4:30. In the NBA last night, Tim Duncan had 18 points and 13 rebounds, and the Spurs overcame a spirited Detroit rally to beat the Pistons 99-94 for the Spurs' eighth consecutive win. Detroit trailed by 15 in the fourth quarter, but came back to take the lead behind Ben Wallace, the veteran big man who set a record by appearing in his 1,055th career game, the most for an undrafted player since the NBA and the ABA merged. North Texas football coach Dan McCarney says he expects to recover from a stroke in time to lead the team through spring drills. McCarney said Tuesday in a statement provided by the school that he felt numbness on his left side Sunday and was taken to a hospital, and doctors later confirmed that he had had a stroke. The former Iowa State coach is 58 years old. He has been moved out of intensive care, but he remains hospitalized. And Hall of Fame outfielder Tony Gwynn had surgery yesterday to remove a new cancerous tumor inside his right cheek. Gwynn, now a San Diego State's baseball coach, previously had a malignant growth removed from the same spot in August of 2010. Gwynn's wife, Alicia, told ESPN that doctors do not believe that the cancer is spread outside of his salivary gland, that is, but she said that she expects to know more after the operation. At the sports, good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More at 7:59. It's News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Got a 60% chance of showers today. 73 is our high. 65 for a high temperature tomorrow and on Friday. Friday night, we'll have a 60% chance of showers. It's 64 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. We won't take home less pay next month if a tax cut deal Congress is now working out gets finalized. And there is progress. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, some congressional staffers have been pulling an all-nighter translating lawmakers' notes into the language of an actual bill to extend the payroll tax cut.
A lot of discussions going on, but everyone is very encouraged, optimistic.
Michigan Republican Congressman Fred Upton among those confident a deal will be done possibly later today. Still to be resolved, another possible extension of the unemployment benefits and the doctor fix preventing a big cut in fees paid to doctors who accept Medicare patients. Dave?
Now, Rich, Iran's feared nuclear program it denies is for weapons. Takes another step forward. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live at our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, in a ceremony broadcast on state television, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad loading domestically made nuclear fuel rods into its Tehran reactor. The country also announcing an upgrade of its equipment, faster, more efficient uranium enrichment centrifuges. Meanwhile, here in Israel, after several attacks abroad targeting Israelis, officials here say they're bracing themselves for a wave of terror from the country. The Prime Minister accusing Iran of being behind them, Dave.
Emily, fire swept through a prison in Honduras early this morning. At least 300 inmates are dead. Some were burned alive, screaming in their cells with no guard there to let them out. It's possible a prison riot sparked that fire. Federal trial starts today for an Indiana man accused of forcing his grandsons to hike in the Grand Canyon during brutal August heat without food or water. A fluffy dust mop of a dog has his day.
You know, it's the thrill of a lifetime.
David Fitzpatrick owns the Little Pekingese, who won Best in Show at the prestigious Westminster event.
I'm just so proud to have a dog that's of this quality that could win a show like this.
He says Maliki will go into a pampered retirement. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
These days, who isn't on a budget? Whether it's a ramen noodles every night budget, a cutback on your cable channels budget, or how in the world am I ever going to put my kids through college budget? Allstate has something just for you. The Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and it still comes with an Allstate agent. Plus, the Value Plan includes Allstate Easy Pay, so you can stay on top of your payments without even thinking about it. The Allstate Value Plan. It's the kind of car insurance that fits any kind of budget. It's Allstate for all.
There's an Allstate policy for everyone. Why not see how much you can save with the Allstate Value Plan? Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Allstate Value Plan. Dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you like Allstate.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
So did you miss Valentine's Day? Did you not do things exactly right? Well, that's where the Suddenlink difference comes in, okay? Because if you didn't get hooked up with Suddenlink for Valentine's Day, it is not too late. Suddenlink is ready to hook you up. What that means is that anybody that comes into the Suddenlink office over on 29th Street to upgrade services or sign up for new services, you can do it today or tomorrow. Now, they're at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan. Well, you'll be entered into a drawing for some great prizes, including service credits, movie gift certificates, and a whole lot more. And all the offices, including this one, have drinks and snacks during the day for everybody that stops by. So if you already have installation scheduled, well, thanks. Be sure to ask your local technician about free upgrades and installation offers, and they can give you while you're in your home. They can do it right there. You don't have to order it and then come back later. That's all part of the Suddenlink difference. And remember, when you're talking about Suddenlink, you're talking about bundling and you're talking about savings. You're talking about high-speed internet for $15 a month, advanced digital TV for $27 a month, and the telephone service for $25 a month, and that price is for life. And be sure while you're there to ask about Suddenlink On Demand, the Suddenlink To Go, and the home security service. Give them a call at 1-800-915-1866, or better yet, go by. It's Suddenlink, the Suddenlink difference.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. The Bryan City Council was scheduled last night to take final action, changing commercial building standards and limiting exterior colors. But that didn't happen. Sorry, we need the audio up. Once again, this story seems to be a problem. All right, that didn't happen last night.
That's because the Planning and Zoning Commission asked to reconsider those proposed restrictions. On the agenda for tomorrow night's P&Z meeting is a review of the advisory body's endorsement last December and a new discussion with city staff. Because of the way the ordinance is written on building standards, the proposed color list has to be considered at the same time. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Your local libraries are going digital. Starting today, collections from Overdrive, a provider of online content for public libraries, will be available to library system cardholders. Librarian Larry Kenniger says you can rent these e-books without leaving the house.
Well, the main difference, of course, is you don't have to come here. All you need is your library card and an internet connection, or in the case of like an iPhone, you can download through a 3G or 4G network.
Kenninger says the e-books can be downloaded to most smartphones and e-readers and are available for 1 week at a time. For more information on how to check out an e-book from your library or to donate to the e-book collection, go online to WTAW.com and check out this story. This afternoon, we'll hear what A&M is proposing for tuition rates next year. President Bowen Lofton on WTAW's The Infomaniac says administrators continue to review higher tuition for specific colleges.
The key here is we've tied very specifically those tuition increases to tangible, measurable outcomes. So the deans are held accountable year by year in proving to us and to the Board of Regents, how have we used this increase? Are we doing what we said we would do with it? And if they don't proceed to do it that way, we're going to have to reduce those tuition increases or retract them completely to be honest with our students.
Officially known as differential tuition, A&M students pay more to be in the business, engineering, architecture, and veterinary colleges. Today's tuition public hearing starts at 3 in Rudder Tower. Valentine's Day was not lovely for a man who found himself in the emergency room after shooting himself in the leg outside the Exxon convenience store at Harvey Road and the freeway. College Station police were sent about 1:30 Tuesday afternoon to the Med, where Officer Rhonda Seaton says they talked to the victim and dispatched investigators to the scene of the apparent accidental shooting.
He was moving some items in his back seat, adjusting, you know, some personal belongings, moving a gun that he had in his vehicle. Did not realize that it was in a position to actually fire, mishandled it, and as a result, accidentally shot himself in the leg.
The victim, whose name was not released, either drove himself or was driven by a private vehicle to the ER. An arrest has been made in a home invasion robbery and shooting at a Bryan Mobile home the night before the Super Bowl. 19-year-old Christopher Blake is one of two masked men accused of shooting the host of a party celebrating getting his tax refund and robbing several of the dozen guests in attendance. Officer John Agnew says a witness identified Blake because he joked about robbing the party.
One of the mistakes this suspect made was going up to someone who was going to go to the party and actually making the comment that he might go and rob the party, and that kind of sealed his fate and allowed detectives to try to locate this person. While that investigation was running concurrent, Sergeant Metters on patrol was able to locate him on a prowler call, and because the guy was armed with a pistol, he chose to run, and he was eventually detained by patrol officers.
Agnew says they're searching for the second suspect as someone they call a person of interest. The host, Terrell Harris, was shot once through his left arm and once through his right wrist. While Valentine's Day has come and gone, public awareness campaigns continue about domestic violence. Beth Milam of the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence says February is National Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month.
And I think it's appropriate that that encompasses Valentine's Day, because as much as we want teens to have healthy and promising relationships, we also want to teach them, and what better time to do it than Valentine's Day, about what's healthy and what's not, and the red flags to look for, and ways that they can reach out for help, because it is very different for teens than it is for adults.
More information is available by going to our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:10 at 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. More news at 8:30 or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Let's check our weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Considerable cloudiness across the region today. There may be a stray shower. Temperatures are going to be mild, but the trend the next few days will be for things to cool off a bit. Temperatures near 75 today. It'll be mostly cloudy overnight, 45 to 50. Clouds and maybe a shower for Thursday, 65 to 70. Lots of clouds Thursday night, 45 to 50. Mostly cloudy Friday. Watch for a shower or two, a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Just so you boys know, and you have to behave yourself, that Ann Horton, the mayor pro tem of Bryan, is in the house.
Okay, oh, so, man, I knew I should have worn my shoes.
Yeah, I know you should have. Yeah, exactly. All right, so you have a dog? Do you have dogs?
Yes, I do.
How many dogs do you have?
Two.
Two, what do you have?
We have a pound puppy named Greta.
Uh-huh.
She's my daughter's dog, and she's probably or almost 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah.
And my dog is a Westie, and her name's Lily.
Ah. So did you get to watch any of the Westminster Dog Show the last
no.
two nights?
Yeah. No, and I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to do that. Now, you did a... We'll do more dog stories in a minute. Guys, this is a story that I meant to do earlier this morning. We got distracted. We don't ever do that, I know.
No.
If eating too much is making you fat, this is what we're going to talk about. We got sidetracked on, I don't know. We were talking about the names of dogs. That's right. I remember that now. Never mind. Okay. If you're eating too much and it's making you fat, a company in England has just the thing for you. The Metro says Eat Fit Cutlery. This is a knife, a fork, and a spoon set that helps you burn calories because each piece of silverware is attached to a small dumbbell. It's like you're doing weight training while you eat. The knife of the fork weigh about 2 pounds, and the spoon weighs 4.5 pounds. Ah.
Oh, wow.
The three-piece set retails for $150. It's designed specifically for gluttons who need to work out.
I've got a picture here, and the tiny little dumbbells or barbells are they're part of the handle, and the person standing there with the fork and knife in their hand, just like you would hold dumbbells. They're just stuck on the end.
Here's my thought is if you start using regular knives, forks, and spoons, and you've gotten used to the heavier ones, aren't you going to suddenly jam a fork up your nose? I mean, that could be dangerous.
I can see that happening, yeah.
Yeah, that's scary. I'm not sure about that. Okay. Anyway, I wanted to do that story. We actually have a dog story. You need to tell us this dog story because you hauled a dog up to Oklahoma, didn't you?
Yes, we did at Christmas.
Yeah, that was some people, their dog wandered down here or got down here
somehow. We don't know how cruised his way down to Bryan.
Yeah.
But a few days before Christmas, Perry and Bishop, a friend of mine, found Cruz wandering the streets, and he got taken to our Bryan Animal Center. And they were able to locate his parents because he had a dog tag on.
Okay, yeah.
So we made a few calls.
Of course, getting him home would have been part of the problem, right?
Part of the problem, yes. But, of course, I told you my daughter likes to hang out over at the animal center. Uh-huh. So she came home one day and said, hey, you want to be part of a Christmas miracle? And I thought, well, that sounds like fun. So we put Cruz in the back end of our car, and we took him back to Oklahoma City because that's where we were headed for Christmas.
Now, how big a dog is Cruz?
Cruz was a big boy. He probably, I don't know, 40, 50 pounds.
Oh, my, yeah, good enough.
Sweet-natured dog, and I gave him a Kong stuffed with peanut butter that kept him busy for a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
And
how many times do you have to stop to let Cruz take care of him?
Only once.
Oh, well,
we stopped in Fort Worth, and Cruz got out and got back in, and we reloaded the Kong, and we were good to go.
All right.
It was a lot of fun. We got up there to Oklahoma City. There were two TV stations waiting for us.
Oh, how fun.
And we were big news there for a while.
Well,
sure,
absolutely.
We had our 15 minutes.
Well, very good. That's well, you know, the mayor of Oklahoma City used to live here. Mick Cornett.
Right.
Yeah. Mick was my sports director when I was the news director at Channel 3 a long time ago. So I gave him his first job in TV, and he's gone on to better things, and I'm still, you know, in Bryan.
Well, he's
in
government.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, speaking of this government thing, because that's why we have you here this morning, let's talk first of all about, I know something that's near and dear to your heart, and that's the Half Pint Library thing that y'all do with Half Price Books every year.
Yes, we kind of kicked it off last night with Half Price Books, and I hope that this year the two cities are able to put in more books for children than we've ever done in the past. I think if you start reading to a child, from day one, or even pre-day one, you really give them a leg up on getting a good education.
Well, and you do. You hear the stories about, You know, you read the same story to your child over and over and over again, and if you try to change the story, they'll remember it.
Absolutely.
They really will. But more importantly, it does. It gives them an interest in reading, which can stand them in good stead, obviously, for the rest of their lives.
Right. I think it's a lot more important to read to a child than to encourage them to watch TV.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You got the interaction anyway, plus
Excellent.
The fact that they learn to... And again, okay, maybe you read on an iPad now instead of a book, but
whatever.
Read.
Just make sure you and then you have that good time that you get to spend with your child.
Sure. Now this goes on till the end of March,
I think
is that right? Yeah,
right.
March 31st. Mm-hmm. So now what do they do? Just
so you can go over, take some books, gently used or new books, over to Half Price Books, and I understand they're going to match us book for book.
Oh, great!
So this is an added bonus this year. So please check your old bookshelves or whatever, or go out and buy a book and take it. Go to Half Price and get yourself a book and contribute it.
There you go. Ann Horton, the Mayor Pro Tem of Bryan, joining us this morning. A couple of things of note took place at Council yesterday. Something that was already in place having to do with mobile homes, what mobile home parks had to pay as far as fees are concerned for upkeep and maintenance, and y'all had a look at that and made some changes?
Yes, we did. And we had a fee structure in place from back in the 50s, $25 for registering the mobile home park and $1 per home.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a little outdated, and it certainly wasn't keeping up with what our expenses were to inspect the homes and inspect the parks. Then August, I think, of 2010, they brought back another fee structure, and it seemed really, really onerous, really oppressive for the mobile home park
Especially
owners.
For small ones, right?
Especially for small ones, yes. So we had them take another look at it, and last night we voted to approve the new fee rates, and that's $10 per mobile home pad, I think they call it.
Sure.
And if you do a really good job and you abide by all the rules and the ordinances and regulations, we'll give you half of that back.
Oh, well, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and again, that's an initiative for them to do the right thing.
Certainly.
An incentive for them to do that. The other thing is you acted to decide to not act, having to do with the color schemes of some of the buildings here. Tell us about that.
Correct. Well, that was actually on our agenda, but before we got there, we were notified that that had been pulled for further consideration by the Planning and Zoning Commission, so we did not look at it last night. It'll come back up probably in March sometime.
Okay, so as one member of council, kind of what you're thinking on this concept?
I think it's a good concept. I think that we do need to keep an eye on that sort of thing, just because what I do to my structure impacts has an impact on what's going on around me. If I choose to go out there and do something kind of weird, and I am a color person, and I do love colors, and you can ask anybody who's seen some of the stuff in my house, but I think that we have to be good neighbors, and when we put up something that's going to cause harm or cause property values to go down around us, then that's not fair to those who are nearby. So I think this is why we are really seriously wanting to have some sort of say in what colors are used in the city.
Martin Zimmerman was in. We talked about this months ago as it first surfaced so that we could understand. And Martin did a good job of explaining to us the steps that went through architects and actually talking to the city of College Station and things that they're doing. My concern still is there are certainly some cultural situations where bright, vivid colors are part of their heritage, if you will, part of their commercial venture. And I'm a little concerned about limiting that situation for people who feel like they want to have some bright and vibrant color that might not fit the palette.
And then you can go to the planning and zoning. You can go and discuss it with them or discuss it with the development people and see if that is something that we can do. I don't want to make this so rigid that we can't bend.
And again, I'm going to base this on what I saw in the newspaper today. I'm sorry I didn't look to see who wrote the story. But concern also about the boxy look of some buildings. And I understand, you know, a long time ago, fast food franchises were very distinctive because of the architecture. The red roof of Doriener Schnitzel, the big windmill for Zyder Z. Those things then became, the city said, nah, we don't want that to happen because if that company goes out of business, then we have this giant red roof, or we have this giant windmill, and nobody's going to want to move in there. So they kind of went with a uniform building code for commercial. Are we backing down from that now?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that we need to have some kind of interest in the facades of our buildings. You know, we just can't have a flat front building. A little interest makes it more attractive, makes our city more attractive.
Do you feel like Brian has been hurt in some ways under the situation that we have right now, and that's the impetus for making this change?
I don't know if we've necessarily been hurt, but I think that we can do something right now to ensure that we're not in the future.
Okay. Ann Horton, the Mayor Pro Tem, with us this morning. So what do you got for us this morning?
Okay.
I know you've got some goodies.
I do. City of Bryan Animal Center, we're having a special adoption event that started yesterday. And it's called All We Need Is Love.
Oh, very
and
nice.
We're offering free adoptions and with the donation of an item like food, treats, toys, blankets, money. We'll take that too. And adoptions, which are normally $75, they're free. This will go on through the end of February. And also, we want to invite people to come to our open house grand opening celebration on Saturday, February 25th, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Have you gotten animal, I don't know, the animal center has been open for, I don't know, how many months?
Well, that was open in December when I picked up Cruz.
About 4 months, 5 months, something
November,
like that.
November, October.
Yeah. Have you gotten a report on how they're doing as far as a budgetary situation? Because obviously it's tough to get something started. And you're starting from a dead standstill right there. Have you gotten any report, or do you know when you're going to get the first report on the animal center?
I think we have, but I couldn't tell you exactly what it looked like. I do know that we're doing well. The center looks great, and we're getting a lot of animals adopted, and our euthanasia rate, I understand, is down.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy about that.
And the most important thing people need to understand now, because there's more than one place to take an animal, geography, where you live, does make a difference.
Yes.
And so if you go to the Brazos Animal Shelter and they tell you, no, you can't bring that here, or you go to the Bryan Animal Center and they tell you, don't get mad at those people. Understand that those are just kind of new rules that we're operating under.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right, what else?
City of Bryan is accepting police officer applications for entry-level and certified police officers. And that application deadline is Wednesday, March 21st. And we invite those who are interested to please apply.
There you go. If you want to drive fast and carry a gun, there's your chance.
Hot dog.
Hey, thanks for joining us
this
morning.
Thank you.
Ann Horton, she's the Mayor Pro Tem of the City of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. The community interview segment is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. Have a cataract or need other vision correction? Call them today at 776-7564.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Weekdays, the Dr. Oz Show is bigger than ever. More life-changing information.
We're issuing a critical alert.
Revolutionary anti-aging secrets.
I had no idea.
New weight loss breakthroughs.
You can really hear this.
And it's all for you.
Nothing is off limits.
Be there for the show everyone's talking about. Weekdays on the Dr. Oz Show. Your life, your doctor.
Dr. Oz, weekdays at 4 on KAGS HD.
Surviving a stroke is difficult, but recovery can be overwhelming. Lacey spent 5 years in the hospital, and complications led to her stroke. She couldn't speak or even communicate.
They gave my life back to me, literally.
Students learn to read, write, as their education becomes life-changing.
People don't realize how important their language is.
KAGS HD News reporter Chris Vlahos shows us young stroke victims tonight on KAGS HD News at 10.
Did the heat, did the drought affect your lawn last year? Yeah, probably did. Did it affect you last year in that you were having to drag hoses around and set sprinklers up? Remember to turn them on and off, forget to turn them on and off, and what happened? Well, Prince Irrigation is here to help you, save you from all of that, because we probably will. I know we're ahead right now in rainfall, but we may not be at some point in the future. The other thing is putting together a system that will irrigate your lawn, also your garden. You can set it up on a timer, and pretty much it's done. And Prince Irrigation could put that in. Plus, you know, they'll put in those little deals that will tell you when the ground is already wet so that the sprinkler doesn't have to come on. So you can actually probably conserve water, and it's a whole lot easier on you. So give Prince Irrigation a call at 774-4726 or visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Set up now for them to come out and have a look at putting in an irrigation system that will be so simple you just set it up and you don't have to worry about it anymore. Give them a call. They'll offer a free, no-obligation bid for a water-efficient underground irrigation system. If you call, make an appointment before March 1st, you get a 10% discount on the new install. So call them at 774-4726 or visit PrinceIrrigation.com. They're the largest irrigation contractor in Central Texas, over 10,000 residential installs. Prince Irrigation, 774-4726.
Expecting a positive start for stocks, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Investors are still basing a lot of buy and sell decisions on news concerning the debt crisis in Greece. The latest reports are encouraging, and the future suggests stocks will start out higher this morning. The problems facing ski resorts, notwithstanding the mild winter weather across much of the country, may be just what the economy needed. The government says fewer people are out of work because of the weather than during a typical winter. Economists say construction companies have been able to add jobs, and auto sales have gotten a boost. But some experts say activity is just shifting because of the mild weather, and car sales and housing starts will not be as strong in the spring. Target and Starbucks will be doing business together in Canada. Target says most of the stores it plans to open in Canada starting next year will include Starbucks licensed outlets. Abercrombie and Fitch posted weaker quarterly results. A&F's profit was down 79%. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
These days, who isn't on a budget? Whether it's a ramen noodles every night budget, a cutback on your cable channels budget, or how in the world am I ever going to put my kids through college budget, Allstate has something just for you. The Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and it still comes with an Allstate agent. Plus, the Value Plan includes Allstate Easy Pay, so you can stay on top of your payments without even thinking about it. The Allstate Value Plan. It's the kind of car insurance that fits any kind of budget. It's Allstate for all.
There's an Allstate policy for everyone. Why not see how much you can save with the Allstate Value Plan? Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Allstate Value Plan. Dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you like Allstate.
Bravo Brazos Valley, and it's time to talk about the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, because they've got a great next event coming up. It'll be coming up on Sunday at 5 o'clock at Rudder Theater. First off, Marcelo Busicchi, the conductor and the musical director for the Brazos Valley Symphony. Let's talk about this production that you've got coming up, 5 o'clock on Sunday. Talk about it, because I know you've got a very exciting soloist in Laura St. John.
That's right. This is the first concert of our second half of the season. And we have a program that's called From Vivaldi to Piazzolla, The Four Seasons. What it means, essentially, it's actually what the title says. We have two works, two Four Seasons. One is Vivaldi's Four Seasons. It's probably one of the best-known classical pieces ever written. And then on the second half, we have The Four Seasons of Buenos Aires, which was written by Argentinian composer Astor Piazzolla. The piece originally actually is for a quintet, as Piazzolla wrote was quintet. What we're doing is an arrangement for the strings and violin solo, and that's where Lara comes in later on. But at any rate, this arrangement actually also quotes pieces from Vivaldi into Piazzolla's music, so it's really very, very cool piece, a very, very cool arrangement. It kind of ties in the entire program, the entire first and second half of the program.
Well, obviously, it was exciting enough for you to say, hey, you know, let's make this one of our major shows of the season that's coming up on February the 19th. A lot goes into it. Y'all just don't show up and start playing. There's a lot of rehearsal. There's a lot of sacrifice on behalf of not only you and the staff at the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, your individual performers, the members of the orchestra.
As professional musicians, we all work ahead of time. So when it gets time for what we actually have is very little time together. We have a Thursday reading session with the orchestra, and then we have two rehearsals on Saturday, dress rehearsal on Sunday, and go. That's not unusual in a professional world, but it puts a lot of pressure, especially when you are dealing with a soloist that comes on Friday to join you right at the rehearsal on Saturday. So there is a lot of pressure than anything else.
Right, because that's really not a lot of rehearsal time. You've got to a lot in the time that you have.
Yeah. I mean, considering that these pieces, each rehearsal is two hours and a half, and the concert itself lasts probably an hour and a half, so there is very little time for you to stop and fix things. So the musicians are expected to get in and be ready to go when we start. And when we add a soloist, there's the peculiarities of that specific interpretation that you have to respond. The orchestra needs to respond on the spot. If she wants a little softer, a little slower, the orchestra needs to be ready to follow me and the soloist on the spot. So it's a fascinating job, obviously.
Tomorrow we'll hear more about Laura St. John, the violinist, the soloist, for the upcoming show. It'll be Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Rudder Theater, from Vivaldi to Piazzolla, The Four Seasons. And we'll also hear from Mary Kinniger, executive director of the Brazos Valley Symphony, her take on what all goes into putting on a show. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. It wasn't Cupid firing an arrow, but the owner of a firearm who apparently accidentally shot himself with a gun on Valentine's Day afternoon. This was outside the Exxon convenience store off the freeway at the Harvey Road exit. As College Station police continue their investigation, Officer Rhonda Seaton says among the questions is if the victim was in legal possession of the weapon.
It would depend on whether he was authorized to have that weapon, what type of weapon it was. Is it a legal weapon, an illegal weapon? Did he have any type of criminal history that might prevent him from carrying a weapon? A lot of factors, of which I don't have all the specific information regarding this individual.
Emergency room staff at the Met alerted police after the victim drove himself or was taken there by a private vehicle. The unidentified man was treated for a gunshot wound to the leg. The night before the Super Bowl, a Bryan man celebrating getting his tax refund with a dozen friends ended up in a home invasion, robbery, and shooting. Police have arrested one of two suspects. 19-year-old Christopher Blake of Bryan was picked up last Thursday, accused of possessing a weapon as a convicted felon.
The weapon that the officer recovered after interviewing this suspect appears to be the same weapon that was used in the shooting that wounded the victim. And the, I believe the arm and wrist, they were non-life-threatening injuries, and he received medical care for them. So the detectives were also able to serve aggravated robbery warrants on this suspect and burglary of a habitation with an intent to commit another felony.
Officer John Agnew says Blake told a witness he was going to rob the party, then said he was just kidding. The host, Terrell Harris, was shot in his left arm through his right wrist. Police are looking for the second suspect, saying they have a person of interest. The number of viewers checking out last Sunday's Grammy Awards was the second largest in history, not to mention those watching online. Something that troubled Beth Milam of the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence was the performance of Chris Brown.
Speaking only for myself, I can say I think there's situations where second chances aren't necessarily deserved, and I think that's one of them. It was a glamorization of a batterer, and I think that opportunity and that media coverage could have been better spent perhaps talking about domestic violence, or at least giving maybe Chris Brown an opportunity to advocate for his past wrongdoings and talk about how he's become a better person if we, in fact, need to focus on him at all.
Brown remains on probation for the 2009 assault of fellow artist Rihanna, who was his girlfriend at the time she was attacked. Final action on new commercial building restrictions in Bryan are on hold.
At last night's Bryan City Council meeting, it was announced they were withdrawing proposals on the future process of approving new commercial building designs and limiting choices of exterior colors. For unknown reasons, the Planning and Zoning Commission wants to revisit building designs. That's after the advisory body endorsed changes last December. P&Z members meet tomorrow night and are scheduled to meet with city staff. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Next year's proposed tuition rates at Texas A&M will be unveiled this afternoon by President Bowen Lofton. Responding on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about the value of a liberal arts degree instead of a profession whose graduates are in high demand, Dr. Lofton says it's the university's responsibility to guide the student.
Through counseling, throughout their whole process here, before they enter as a freshman, all the way through, we want to counsel them on the realities of their choices. If they make an intelligent, informed decision to major in a particular area which is not in high demand, as long as they know what they're doing, that's their business. And I think they'll have the energy and they'll have the basic equipment, including a great dose of Aggie spirit, to give them an edge on anybody else looking for a particular kind of position.
Today's public hearing is in Rudder Tower starting at 3. Wish you could rent a book from your local library for your tablet, e-reader, or smartphone? Well, starting today, you can. Librarian Larry Kenniger says a small collection of e-books will be available for library system cardholders to download straight to their electronic device.
The checkout for now, because we have a really small collection in the beginning, it's just for 1 week. So normally a print book would be 3 weeks, but we're having to limit it. We want as many people to have a chance to use these as possible.
Kenniger says you can help grow the e-book collection by making a $30 donation. Go online to WTAW.com and check out this story for more information on how to make a donation and to check out an ebook. WTAW News Time is 8:38, 62 degrees. More news at noon or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
Hey, Doug's had Classic Collision and Restoration now about 13 years or so. Has people working for him, have been doing it at least that long, 25 years or so. And as I've told you the story before, got involved with Classic Collision because I had a classic car that actually I had been recommended to Classic Collision by another body shop. They said, we don't do that kind of work. Well, Classic Collision Restoration does the kind of work that you would want to have to restore a classic. But more importantly than that, let's tell you this. The Classic Collision Restoration story, while it's built on those pieces of art that are cars, there's functionality, too, every day to a car. And if your car ends up being in some sort of an accident, doesn't it make sense that somebody who does classic car work can take care of replacing that panel or pulling the panel and getting the paint matched up and all the basic things that a lot of body shops can do? But understand, because Classic has that expertise to do the classic type cars, it makes sense they can do this for you too. And kind of get you through that whole hassle, because obviously there's an inconvenience involved in addition with all the other things that have to be done when your car is in an accident. Give them a call at 779-8399. Doug will walk you through it, help you with the insurance, if you need to get the car towed in, if you need a rental car, all of those things, they'll do that for you. Now, remember, insurance companies quite often say, you need to use this shop. Well, the reason they do that is because they want a guarantee on their work. Well, Classic Collision Restoration guarantees all their work. Always have, always will. So give Doug a call, 779-8399. If it's happened and you had an accident, like Classic Collision and Restoration, get you back on the road and looking good.
Before James could guide his company to the top of the market, he had to get to the bottom of his company's benefits administration. That's when James found GNA Partners, who had just the solution he needed. $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA was able to fully customize, administer, and manage all of James's employee health and welfare plans. Today, James owns the market and a sweet new vacation home. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you
at milliondollaremployee.com.
Golf, a game of fun and frustration, never mastered but always practiced. Every stroke counted, except at the driving range. Hackaway Driving Range, the largest driving range in BCS, is open, but you're invited to swing away at their grand opening this Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., with a Cleveland Golf Club demo day and factory rep on site from noon till 4. Hackaway is the perfect place to practice, whether you're just beginning or a scratch golfer. Hackaway Driving Range, the perfect place to perfect your game. For more info and location, log on to HackawayDrivingRange.com.
Hey, we're doing some weather here. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Mostly cloudy for today. We could see an isolated shower. Temperatures up to about 75. We'll have lots of clouds overnight. It'll be 45 to 50. Clouds for tomorrow. There's the risk of a shower once again. Highs tomorrow a little cooler, only about 65 to 70. It's mostly cloudy tomorrow night. We'll slip back to 45 to 50. During the day on Friday, we'll see clouds. We could see a shower. Highs will be near 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So now they seem to be having a little dust up there in New Hampshire. And New Hampshire's a different kind of state. I mean, they're the ones who have that live free or die thing going on, you know? That's their big deal when it comes to personal freedoms. But the state is talking about banning some state employees from wearing perfume because so many people have violent reactions to strong scents. Some lawmakers in New Hampshire would like to see all the scented products made off limits to state employees who work in the public. Now, Patrick, before you came to work here and when we were had a different alignment, if you will, the sales staff was actually down the hall where you are.
Oh, no, they were. I've been here since they were
okay, in that area.
Because, I knew you were going to localize this.
Because in the morning we would have to walk through the gauntlet of fragrances.
That's right.
Are you wearing that again today?
Yeah. And be sure we didn't light a match at the same time.
Yeah. And, of course, the thing to always remember is, as you're putting on a fragrance, if you can smell it, then there's too much, okay?
Yeah.
If you smell it, you've put on too much.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, Gather.com disagrees with the banned proposal. An article on the website asked the question, whatever happened? Yeah, to the employer responding to a complaint by speaking to the offending employee. But allergists explained that strong fragrances aren't just annoying. There is a chemical sensitivity issue that could cause reactions similar to those caused by dust mites. Okay, well, just fine. But you could still just talk to the employee, couldn't you?
But we're talking about federal employees, right? Or
no,
government
state employees.
But state government
employees.
Oh, right. Fine. Tell them to do whatever they want. They're on our money. I don't care.
Of course. But it's the whole idea that it's New Hampshire, where live free or die, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to, take a bath in this and you live
now
with it.
Now it's don't put it on perfume or die.
Yes. Because they're saying... Because
there's an allergic reaction.
You see, smells can... Well, a strong physical reaction, possibly. And so,
okay.
Yeah. While they sit and eat their peanut butter crackers, it can throw you into anaphylactic shock, right? So, all right, just making it even. A guy in Canada was caught keeping rattlesnakes as a pet. 22-year-old Matthew LaPointe pled guilty to possession of two of those deadly little critters. Police, acting on a tip, went to his house where they heard rattling and hissing noises. Okay. Prosecutors said it was aggravating that as a matter of fact, Mr. LaPointe was keeping the snakes in a home where his pregnant wife and child were as well. Well, the child wasn't pregnant, but the wife was. Way to go, Matthew. Nice job, guy.
Mm-hmm.
A British company that creates food art using gelatin desserts has launched a new service.
Huh.
I kind of like this. Exploding wedding cakes. For a fee, trained explosives technician, and that's the key, a trained explosive technician, will lay charges inside your wedding cake and then hand you the detonator. The PR hype states, quote, the ritual of cutting the cake is significantly enhanced through the explosion. The sense of occasion heightened by the blast. And your guests are spared eating flavorless fruitcake. Cost around $1,200. Now, that would be a memorable wedding, I think.
Yeah.
How's the wedding? Well, all right, but they blowed up the cake.
They blowed up the cake.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Anybody in it?
Yeah. No. I mean, does everybody get to put on a visor and you do your Gallagher type of slicker?
Yeah.
You know? And you're in the splash zone, if you will. That's not bad. That's not bad. just exploding cakes.
The splash zone.
Yeah. Don't you just hate it when you find the perfect shade of lip color or eyeshadow? Tom and I were talking about this, Patrick, just the other day.
I do. And
You use it for a couple of years, and then they discontinue the color.
Yeah.
God, I hate
it. It's like when something goes horribly wrong.
Yeah, well, if that's ever happened to you, there is still hope. According to InStyle magazine, there are services that will either find or recreate your favorite beauty product for you.
Oh, you mean like mixing paint?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, go to the paint store and they can do that for you.
Say, I want this color, and they'll mix it and then shake it in a shaker.
Something like that. If you send them a dime-sized sample.
Only thing is, you got to have a gallon of it, though.
Well, and the other thing is,
that's not a big enough sample.
Gallon of nail polish.
Yeah, because I got to put that right there behind that thingamajig so it'll shoot through there so I can tell what color it is.
Anyway,
why does nail polish come in such small bottles?
Nail polish so that they make a lot of money off of it.
So they can sell more of it, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. If you send them a dime-sized sample, this company called 3 Custom Color can match the shade to more than 9,000 colors in its archives. And if your favorite cosmetic is an Estee Lauder brand, then you can use the company's Gone But Not Forgotten program. If the item was discontinued within the last 36 months, the service will search its remaining inventory when you buy it. Now, that happened to me with a fragrance years ago.
Yeah.
Because I liked it, and they quit making it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I can't find it anymore. And then they came back and they brought it back out.
Mm-hmm. But didn't tell you?
Same name, but it's a different fragrance.
No.
So, you know, that wasn't very nice of them. But anyway. So, yeah, if there's a product that you like, apparently ladies can do that, but guys can't. You know. You go to Old Spice and go, uh-huh. Oh, yeah, you got any more of that Old Spice stuff? There, God, yeah. Anyway, but they got plenty of that. I don't think they have to worry. All right, it's 8:47.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department, and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have 2 locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station, front of HEB, are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station, and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
Rattler's Convenience Stores always have something new, and February is no exception. For the entire month of February, Rattler's has happy hour from 2 to 5 p.m. with all fountain drinks half price, and while you're sipping on your favorite soft drink, pick up any large size candy bar, 2 for only $2.22. Looking for something stronger than soft drinks? Then check out these great 18-pack beer specials. Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, and Miller for just $14.29. Now that's a deal. Rattlers, clean, friendly, Texan.
I tell all my friends that my dad's nice.
I tell all mine that he gives great prices.
I want everyone to know that Team of Navasota, we're really nice, and we always give a great price.
Like a new Silverado discounted up to $9,000 at Team Chevy.
Nice price.
Or get a new Chevy Cruze for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
For 90 years, Shriners Hospitals for Children has provided world-class pediatric orthopedic care and burn treatment that restores families. We have made breakthroughs in treating spinal cord injury and repairing cleft lip and palate. Our research has impacted medical care worldwide, and our commitment to education has helped train the next generation of pediatric medical experts. You can support this extraordinary mission at ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org or by calling 1-800-241-GIFT.
About 11 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's time now for Jethro Trivia.
Hooray.
Yes, indeed. It is, after all, our strangely popular pop culture and current events quiz. It's multiple choice. You can play along, but there's no gambling. All right. Today, our topic is European bragging rights. And Tom, you'll answer first. According to Tom?
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay.
I'm here now.
European bragging rights.
Uh-huh.
Okay. According to the New York Times, a number of cities in Europe arguing over which of them has the honor of hosting what? Is it A, that they have the most pre-Renaissance churches? B, that they have the best cuisine, C, that they have the most crooked streets, or D, they have the leaningest tower. It's so, A, pre-Renaissance churches, B, best cuisine, C, crooked streets, or D, leaningest tower.
I'm going with A.
Going with A, which would be the most pre-Renaissance churches. And Patrick?
I want to go with C, crooked streets.
The crooked streets. Actually, the answer is D today,
oh,
boys.
No.
The leaningest tower.
Now, who's arguing about that?
Well, yeah. Now, see, well, it's something that they're proud of. It turns out these dangerous flaws are all the rage of European tourism business. Thanks to some renovations in Pisa at the Leaning Tower, where Tom's been, by the way.
Yes, I have. I spent my 20th birthday sleeping on the grass outside.
It apparently is no longer the leaningest tower.
Well,
so other towers are vying for the title.
To tell them that.
But see, now that's not fair, because that's like having the crookedest teeth, and after you've been to the orthodontist, you don't qualify anymore. I mean, Pisa pretty much had that one locked away.
Yeah, but they were afraid it was going to fall, right?
Okay, but then they lose the title now.
Yeah.
They become like the second leaningest tower. What good is that?
But, I mean, so where... Where is this?
It's in Europe. Just in
Europe. Just in Europe,
yeah,
somewhere.
I don't know who the...
Well, so is the Leaning Tower, for that matter.
I don't know who the winner is going to be, but
yeah,
nonetheless.
Yeah, but you're not going to have, like, you know...
That's kind of not fair. And again, it's kind of like the oldest person.
Eventually, Leaning Tower of Brussels. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's
Well, eventually eventually the tower is going to fall, and then it wouldn't have the title anymore. You know what I'm saying?
No, it'd be the flattest tower.
It's like a safe.
The ruins of the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Again, it's kind of like, you know, the oldest person. They get to keep the title for a little while.
Although you can't correct age. I mean,
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, you ready? Just because obviously kids are really bored and have nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Parents, don't freak out, but be aware that your child could come home late one night after taking part in combat juggling. Now, just sit them down and talk to them, but you might want to ask, how do you keep those juggling clubs going in the air? See, here's what happens. It's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
They call it CJ for short. It pits jugglers against one another in a free-for-all battle to remain the last juggler juggling. Almost anything goes, short of actually causing injury. The jugglers can attack their fellow combatants to try to make them drop their balls or clubs. Really. It's a bit nerdy, but, you know, kind of fun. Now, that's the other thing is, what are you juggling? That would have something to do. Because if you're juggling tennis balls, you might be able to go longer than if you're juggling, say, bowling balls, for instance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Combat juggling. Have you seen that guy who juggles different objects? He would, like, juggle a tennis ball, an apple, and a bowling ball. And if you think about that, that's pretty difficult because the difference in weight, of course, I can't juggle anyway, but Patrick, do you know anybody who can juggle?
One or two.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
but the weight.
Oh, I can juggle
it's all about the weight size. Just...
No, he meant he knew one or two.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no, yeah.
I can juggle one ball. I knew that for a while.
Yeah.
As long as you don't distract me, I knew that pretty good. Yeah, no problem at all.
Yeah.
Well, what's the big deal? Okay, I'm catching it.
I mean, a good juggler.
Yeah.
I mean, Opus had the show a couple of months ago with the Chinese acrobats.
Yeah.
And this guy is like juggling like 12 things at one time.
Really?
That's superhuman to me.
Now,
it really is.
My question is, can he hold a conversation while he's doing it?
I didn't try to talk to him.
Well, you wouldn't have been able to understand anything he said.
So let's face it, if you want a more vibrant look, if you want your skin to have a more youthful appearance, if you'd like to correct some of that skin damage you've acquired over the years, then pick up the phone and call the Face Place now, 255-GLOW, and ask about Fraxel. The Face Place, a medical spa, addresses fine lines and wrinkles, acne and surgical scarring, textural irregularities, age spots, and so much more with their Fraxel procedure. What are you waiting for? Call the Face Place today, 255-GLOW. The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state of the art.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. In Hosea 4:6, God says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject you." This is why we bring you the Bible Minute on this station. The teachings you hear from us are not the teachings of man, and are not found in man-made creed. The teachings you hear through the Bible Minute come directly from the inspired Word of God and are meant to encourage you to search through God's Word for the truth. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Our goal in bringing you the Bible Minute is not to bring teachings of men, but to present you with the true, unadulterated Word of God and encourage you to study and examine yourself using the Word of God and not the teachings of men. In verse 11 of the 19th Psalm, while speaking of the statutes of God, King David said, "Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them is their great reward." Friends, there is great reward in knowing God's word. Study the Bible yourself to find your reward. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining affordable commercial insurance is a very difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have years of experience helping business find the right coverage. Whether you are a small office or a large manufacturing plant, we feel that W.E. Gibson Insurance can help you find the best coverage at the most affordable price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so call or come by. I think you will see why so many other businesses use W.E. Gibson Insurance for their commercial insurance needs.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, all these years talking about half-price books, my love of books can't come as a big surprise. And these days, there are lots of techno choices for reading. It's a good thing. The more reading, the better. But Jenny and I still have to make our visits to half-price books. The feel and smell of real books, the fun of getting out, hunting through new arrivals, and the most amazing used books, plus all the music, movies, and collectibles. And hey, with almost everything half-price or less, and we always sell back what we've already enjoyed for cash. Bottom line, Half Price Books is the one place where cool things find us. And the helpful folks there, we call them bibliomaniacs, make it easy. They can even check for books at their stores nationwide. So stop at your local Half Price Books and help them celebrate their 40th anniversary. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
Don't be fooled with all those tax prep ads that say they offer online support. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We're right here in your community and easily accessible to answer all of your tax questions. And this year is our 30th year. Remember, if you think you can do it yourself online, think again. We know what questions to ask. Talk to us. Let us do your tax preparation with one simple visit. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us. Call us at 691-2345 and ask about our tax preparation guarantee. That's 691-2345. 2345.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's kind of a neat story. They were doing a bridge construction project that diverted traffic away from a section of Chapman Road in Knoxville, Tennessee. Well, there's a little Five and Dime store right there, Embry's Five and Dime, oldest family-owned Five and Dime store in the U.S. These folks were dying on the vine because people couldn't get to them. So, beginning yesterday at 10 in the morning, nearly 800 people streamed through the doors of Embry's Five and Dime, rang up 526 different sales, checkout line wrapped around the store, barely leaving enough room to move inside there, and people are kind of supporting the Five and Dime, so they'll stay open.
How about that? Nice.
Yeah, kind of a neat deal.
Good. All right, make all your prices five and a dime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. On this date in history.
I love this part.
I know you do. The battleship Havana, battleship Maine, blew up in the Havana Harbor in 1898, killed 260 crew members, and kind of escalated tensions with Spain. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got for today. Yeah.
Is that about it?
Yeah, you got about a minute. Can you fill a minute?
Sure.
Sure.
I just want to say, you know, kudos to Whitney Houston's family. Regardless of what people want, they're doing it the way that they want to do it, and I think that that's great. They're having a funeral for their daughter, who's also a mother and a sister, and they're going to have it by invitation only in the New Hope Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey. It holds 1,500 people, and it'll be held on Saturday. People want a big public memorial. They're saying no. We're gonna bury our loved one the way that